Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, God, I'm here with Ivy Grace.
Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream, moving on. Keep reaching to be free, moving on, moving on. There's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart gotta run. There's a place.
Feeling sad, I want you to always remember, yes, there's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart gotta run. I know there's a place in the sun.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me,
no, no,
they couldn't break me,
no.
All my life,
all my life.
To keep me down,
I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image.
You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different.
I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void.
Child support, your only support.
For a visit, I'm going through court.
Went to jail, they was chaining me up.
And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt theirself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no,
they couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No,
all my life,
all my
life. They be trying to keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga. Cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, Jordan Peele, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them. About to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself. This shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance. All pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age.
All my life, trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time, never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me,
no, no.
They couldn't take me,
no.
All my life,
all my life,
they be trying to
keep me down.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Y'all doing better than me. Hope y'all doing fine. See if we can get into something tonight. Ain't at the crib, so I'm trying to have a mobile show tonight. That's right. Trying to have a little mobile show tonight. Last night, I was looking, listening to the show last night. And my man DD came on and said a lot of good things. Things that I had been saying and getting jumped on about because people are turning around and try to make like you're trying to say something that you ain't saying just to make it a fight. And then he gave a pretty good example of what he was talking about and why. And the ones that did it the right way. And I really enjoyed hearing him say them things, you know. You know, so I had to give him 100% on that part of it. Now, the other hand, when he was kind of speaking out, but everybody got their own opinion on how they think, you know, things are going, and it ain't no wrong or right opinion on a person making an opinion about certain things, you know, and some people got the time and they ain't got the money or whatever. Some people want to learn how to do a lot of things on their own, which would definitely be better for you if that's what you want to do. But some people got the money and see other people being able to get them where they need to go. So they're going to spend that money to get there. They ain't worried about trying to learn. And whether they go broke or not, I guess that's their business. But you can always, you know, make suggestions to them. But if that's the way they operate, then, you know, I just stand back and let them operate like that, you know. And, I mean, we come up in there and they still do it. A lot of people learn and take their time and do a lot of things themselves. But a lot of people, they feel more comfortable and figure they're going to get farther, you know, with somebody else putting them, helping them get there that know. So it ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Me, myself, I like to learn to do it myself. That's what I always done. But I'm not going to knock nobody to do it the way they want to do it, because that's their life, that's their money, that's their car, that's their operation. So I ain't going to hit nobody in the head for that one. I just want to see you flying whichever way you get there. I like seeing them cars go down the track the way they do. But I tell you what, that he hit the nail on the head when he was talking about, and the way he put it was just so nice. He gave a prime example how he had, just basically he traveled somewhere where race and beer, you know, people look for him. You know, it's a big ticket. And he's been doing it for a long time. It's like up here. When you talk about an event going on up here, I had the first thing somebody say, man, is DD going to be there? You know, is Drag going to be there? You know, he asked about these people. So he was saying that he had kind of slowed down up this way because he's so busy traveling. And this is a part I think a lot of people miss. And he say, one day, some youngsters ask him, hey, Didi, how come you don't know? We know you fast and we appreciate you and everything, but we don't never get a chance to see you. You don't never come to the local races. And they said, we want to see you too. He say, they ask him, you know, he gave him T-shirts. They asked for an autograph on the T-shirt. That's cool. They let you know that the youngsters can't say, I'm going to follow y'all down south, but they hear about y'all, they get a chance to see them. And that might be worth, even if your car is super fast, to keep your fans, give your fans a chance to see you live, even if you have to slow them down a little bit or whatever. If that was true, I don't believe that's got to be true, but if that is really the case, you know, it made sense. You know, but again, you can't tell nobody what to do with their car. They would love to have some promotion up here where everybody up here that's making that money can make some money. And also the fans will get a chance to see them guys they see on YouTube and on Facebook and hear so much about from their hometown. That's all they asking. I don't think they're asking too much, but it's up to y'all. How y'all do it. But we gonna try to hope that things go well with us and they come buy our T-shirts and get signed autographs when they say Mud Bone. And that's our goal, to try to bring action here, there. Well, we got to go. We're going to try to bring it, but we're going to also try to, like I say, bring it home too, you know, and do a little something here. So I guess we got that out the way. But anyway, I don't know what anybody might want to deal with. You know, they keep me busy up in here, so I don't have a whole lot of time to, you know, get myself prepared, which it ain't really no need to trying to prepare for a show unless you really got, you know, a nice little lineup and, you know, where people going to come on and talk. And most of the time when you start out with a topic, the show don't end up going on the topic because there's always somebody going to come in and change it and start talking about something else and take it all the way away. So I done damn near gave up on trying to get topics and can on. Now, if I got somebody want to come on for a special guest or talk about something in particular, we go with it, see how long it lasts. Well, you know, sometimes just talking bring up a whole lot of interesting things and, you know, whatever, you know, and the show be better than you thought it was going to be. Then you got them days where, hey, it might not get popping and it might be a dead show. Well, y'all know how entertaining it is, and that's just the way it goes some days. You had good days, you had bad days. But I don't know. Who all out there, what y'all want to talk about today, come on in. I might be missing something. I also want to definitely give prayers out to my band, Lil Derek, and his family. You know, seen on Facebook where his mom had passed. So I definitely want to give my condolences to that, you know. And here it is. I start off Friday, 2024. You know, it's so close that sometimes you forget it can change years. I'm still writing down the wrong date. I write a check. Motherfucker already expired. You know. And I guess that's some of the things we just do as we come along with it. Let's see who we got here. 7959, who we got?
Big Eddie.
What's going down?
What's going down? Hey, yeah, you got a topic for the show?
Nope. What, you got something you want to pull out your hat?
I do. I sure do. I sure do. I don't know if you talked about this, Sham. Okay, hold on. Before Chuck get on here and start insulting me, because I ain't got no cop. But
man, Chuck better not even try to do that, man.
Chuck always.
We'll lock
Chuck
his ass
always,
up on that mute. We'll mute his ass.
Anyway,
come on, talk, baby. I ain't gonna let nobody hit you.
Chuck, have you ever thought about all these drag racers? They talk about other racers' car in the same shop and whatever. How do you feel about that?
Well, one thing about it is this here, man. I don't care if you look like you got all the same parts, the same mechanic or whatever. Whatever you getting done, your combination gonna be different. All people can see is the outside, unless somebody open their mouth and tell them something. So. You got different businesses for whatever you're looking for. It ain't going to never be just yours. It wouldn't be a business. So if you're doing the same thing and you just happen to run across the same guy and y'all dealing with the same guy, I don't think nothing wrong with it. If you trust that guy to hold your secrets, your combination, and they hold theirs, you can't think wrong. It's just like having a woman you don't trust. You understand me? You let her go out and hell, you don't know what you're doing while she ain't got them with you in your pocket. So you got to have trust or your mind can get kind of crazy and shit that ain't happening you think is happening. So I don't think nothing with it, man. I think people got a business. If they got enough knowledge and professionalism and people make people want to come to them and spend that money, I would look at the guy and say, oh, that's another smart guy. He got a good man there. But at the same time, just because he's there in the same shop, don't mean that everything you doing got to be in each other's ear, you know. So it's still, if you go to Chevrolet, buy the same car at the same time, don't mean one of them go out run the other. So
my point is, not to cut you off, Ed, my point is, like, that's not nobody's business to, let's say if your car, your automobile was at White's Pit Stop or whatever, get something done to it, and I had a Ford up at White's Pit Stop, you go tell Willie Bobo, hey, I seen Larry, he had his car up there at White's Pit Stop. You know what I'm saying? The exposure, you know what I'm saying? Somebody telling, you know, another person like, that your car, it's a lot of that going on. You know, that's what.
Okay, but what that mean? What do that mean? Because they saw your car there. What do that mean?
I don't. My opinion, Eddie, is it ain't really nobody's business. Like for them to tell, like your car is up at White's Pit Stop or something like that. You know, it ain't really nobody's business. I mean,
but
you can't stop it from happening. But you know,
you can't stop it. If it's in the public, it's in the public. In that case, hire your mechanic, come to your, give him a private spot to work. But the thing is,
right.
Regardless of where they see your car, they're going to see it one day. You're going to run it out in front of them or whatever. The thing is keeping the mouth closed about the information that was being done to the car. Everything going to look the
there
same from the outside.
There you go.
Hold on, preacher boy. I'm trying to let Larry get everything off before everybody start beating him up. I want him to say whatever he got to say first. I'm going to have to start doing that because
That's my teacher.
Oh, yeah, he's a good teacher now.
That's why I called him. But I'm done. Go ahead, Eddie.
But,
I'm done.
All right, I'm going to start opening this mic then. I'm going to try to give everybody the same respect. But once all the mics is open, it's kind of hard to do that a lot. Mute everybody here and there, you know, but we're going to try to work it a little different this year, hopefully.
Hey, man, I was just going to tell everybody happy New Year for one. Two, I want to help him out. I don't care what shop you go to, everybody ain't spending the same amount of dollars. So you can only go fast if your dollar's going to let you go. Bottom line.
I had another one.
No money
is 100.
Run out.
Yes, sir.
That motherfucker's feed run out.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go on mute for a little while. I got a lot of background noise.
All right, preacher. Thanks, man. Yes, sir. Yeah, but Larry, that's definitely a good point. But, man, you know, you heard the old saying, ain't no secret.
Yeah,
ain't
yeah,
no
you're
secrets.
Right.
You got a certain amount of secrets, yeah. Yeah, you got a certain amount of secrets. It's up to you and your crew.
But Eddie, but back in the day, when I was young, coming up with, you know, my Uncle Raylo, Roscoe, you know, we'd go to the shop and Roscoe would tell me, he'll pull my jacket and say, hey, don't go back there. Don't go back there until they tell you that you can go back there. Sometimes a guy named Ari said, okay, yeah, you can go back there and see it. I mean, because I was a kid. I didn't know what I was looking at. It was just a car, you know, I was fascinated with the, you know what I'm saying? I was young, you know what I'm saying? Like, now you say, remember, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't hit nothing, don't say nothing. I was told a little different. That's what I was getting at. So that's why I asked you, did you have a topic? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, Roscoe would grab me by the, but say, hey, don't go back there, you know, say, no, it's okay. It's okay. I'm a kid. I don't know what I was looking at. You know? So it should be a certain, it should be some sort of respect and decorum, like, you know, like teacher said, you know, everybody spending money, you know, like different ways, but it should be some sort of respect. That's all I'm saying.
That's for sure. You know, it's just like our buddy, you know who he is, but I ain't gonna say his name anyway.
We're not going back down that road. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, and what happened is, He had a nice little shop, had a couple of different rooms. Well, he had one room he did nothing but build people motors. And he called that his little secret motor room. He wouldn't let nobody go back there and see other people's product. Nobody. In that area where he was building somebody motor. You know, so That was a nice little thing right there. Because if you stand there and the person standing up over you talking to you and he's seeing what piston you putting in the motor, he might see the cam specs or whatever you're doing, he got a good idea even if he don't know the total idea of what you're doing in your combination. He still got a good idea. And he can tell something that he's seen. Not what he think. He can tell what he's seen. So that was cool. And that's the only thing about when you know, everybody using the same shop is that is how they handle it. I know my car was in the same shop a few times getting little things done, and you know, when they was working on my car, they was working on it. But when they wasn't working on it, they had it covered up or it wasn't nothing really to see, you know. You know, they got to do the best they can. But when you know a person is good and they got that knowledge and you don't think you have it, then, you know, you don't spend that money, you know.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's certain things you can't do or fabricate, and you go into a professional to get it done, just like you go to the dentist to get shit done to your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. Yeah.
It always gets to the fact, Eddie, where if you go to some car shows, if they ain't got their hood open, you know, sometimes I say, oh, may I look at your car? I say, sure. So he'll have to pop that hood up. You know, I don't want to see that because, you know, if he got it closed for a reason. That's why I really, you know, go to car shows like that.
Yeah. But you know what? When they do that, then they take points away from themselves at a car show.
Yes, they do.
I know a guy that locked his car up before he went home, and the judge was going to give him a prize for his car, but since he had it locked up where they really couldn't just look at it,
He lost.
He didn't get that reward, because he had his car locked up. At night when everybody gone, they go around and they look at the car. So you eliminated yourself by locking it up. You know, and they really liked what he had there. I seen my buddy send me to.
I'm still thinking about Greasy Walk car.
Oh yeah,
Greasy Walk.
Yeah, Crooked Letter, you right, man. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Where they at, Eddie? Where they at? Crooked, just me, you, Crooked Letter, and Preacher Boy.
Preacher Boy say he coming back.
Yeah,
he say he coming back. Right now, he say he got some noise.
Okay, I was just asking about you.
Yeah, now Crooked Letter, he just said, text me the same information I had put out there. He must have just got on. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh, we got another hand up. Let's see who this is. 708-0406, who we got?
Hey, this is Gerald.
Hey, yeah, what up, Gerald? Trans Am boy.
Happy New Year, Gerald.
How y'all doing? Happy New Year, everybody.
Put me on mute, Danny. Put me on mute. I don't want to talk to Gerald.
Hey, Larry, they got you out
of the woodwork, huh? Put me on mute. I want to talk to Gerald. I want to talk to Gerald. He on punishment. Gerald on punishment.
Gerald
on punishment.
Yes,
because a high profile guy like you was on talking. That's why I came on.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
I'm listening to you, Gerald. you did me dirty this week, Gerald. Did me dirty. I'm gone.
real quick about the shop, got in my car, but it's not that many shops out there that's got quality people that's going to work on your machine anyway. So the pickers are slim anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically going to end up
that's
in the
right.
same shops, you know. So you ain't going to take somebody that's going to do some mess, and they ain't going to be blackballed already. So the people that's good, everybody going to flock to them. That's just the way it's always going to be.
That's the way it's going to be. That's right.
Yeah, unless you take it. Try to pick a car to Europe somewhere, and that ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's been like that for years. That's, you know, this is a sport that's unorganized. You know, it's no organization in drag racing, drug racing.
No,
so,
this is a sport where
get everything.
No secrets at.
Yeah. You're gonna get everything.
You need these white folks. You need these people. You have to buy shit from them, and they ain't obligated to keep their mouth closed. They obligated to sell, get business. So we become their sponsor when they see us go down the track. So everybody else, goddamn, say, "Ooh, I want to be like him." There you go. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people start talking to
you.
You didn't even ask them a question about
people
cars. That's
what
it's been.
Mm-hmm.
But, Gerald, let me ask you this. Yeah. Should it be some sort of, I know you can't stop it. Should it be some sort of, like, you know, I'm trying to say it. Some sort of drag racers respect and remorse? Should it be something like that?
No respect, no nothing. It shouldn't be none of that. Because everybody trying to get a leg up on the next person anyway. Whatever it takes. Get that W. Whatever information you can get, whatever somebody can tell you. Larry's been like this for years. This is nothing new. I mean, the ET shop, performance shop, super shit, the Chevy shop, like you say, white fist stuff. It's been like this for years. You know, and this is not new.
For
this,
years.
I mean, this is 30 plus years. I mean, That part of it, you really shouldn't lose no sleep over. To be honest with you, that's something you shouldn't even be worried about. To be honest with you.
Hey, Jill.
Yeah,
there's been times you went up to the service shop, and you might have had a motor sitting there on the floor, and they just got on there sold. It might have sold still sitting there with your name on it, wait for you to come pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's ugly. That's ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they'll tag them no more, but they used to do them like that, too. Now you just see a motor sitting there. It might not have a soul
no
on it, but you got no name. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, I keep explaining to y'all. If you got money and they think they can get it out of you, they're going to tell you what the next man done got, what the next man done bought, what they think. And you want to be like him, how much he spent. Trust me.
Yeah.
That's the way they make their income. You think they're going to stop an income because you want to keep a secret? You got to be a goddamn fool.
You got some good people there. That'll do that loyalty because at the same time, if that information get out that you telling everybody business, there ain't nobody going to go to either. So, you know.
Yeah, but it's the business
that ain't
tell.
A good situation
say, yes,
either.
I done your car. He going to say, yeah, I did his car. You like how fast it go? Yeah. Now, he might not tell you the fast motor. He might not tell you what he put in it. He going to tell you you want to be like him. Now, a smart motherfucker say, well, if I get this, would I run like him? He say, yes or no. And you can guess to me from there. You know, common sense kick in sometimes with some people. Others, goddamn it, they're blunt.
See, I try to trust myself to figure out what I think an ET is about. I don't go and ask questions about nobody shit in the first place. You know. Somebody might even tell me, that's so-and-so car there. Yeah, I'd rather know my own speed, I don't want that information.
You like me.
You could be my best friend in the world.
If you could beat my ET, you already did what you want to do. If I feel I can't beat you,
that's right.
We ain't got to even conversation. We ain't even got to conversation.
Hey, we can be best buddies in the world, preacher. And I ain't going to never say, hey, man, how fast did you go? If you tell me, man, I'm going to whoop this dude, I got to have the trust in you. What you saying, I don't want to know your information, how fast, all that. You know, if I'm going to be with you, I'm with you, you know.
Hey, man, listen to what I'm going to tell you. Girl then was down south with me when I ran my car.
Mm-hmm.
They came to me and they guesstimated and said the thing. And I said, I'm going to try these people. Girl then said, man, I'm betting with you. No questions asked. She said, let's
That's
get
right.
it on. Let's try it.
That's right. Some people want
they
you to tell the whole
history. They want to bet with me.
For them to bet with you. Yeah.
That's
Yeah, they like it when they talk.
And I felt I liked it when I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Eddie,
I'm gonna have to go
what kind of
second, y'all?
Okay.
All of this shit is a horseshoe gamble. If you're lucky, you win. If not, your ass out.
You're right, teacher. You're right.
You're lucky if you get paid now. Look when you don't win.
Jerry, you need a whooping. Jerry, you need a whooping.
I don't need nothing. I heard a dude last night. I listened to our cast. Jeremiah get on there talking slick about, you know, instead of trying to get your integrity back when somebody want to race you, you sit there talking you more dumber than you was when you didn't pay up. You know, you want to try to get back into a good race, humble yourself and say, hey, I made a mistake, and maybe somebody try to race you. Everybody ain't trying to run you now, but you get on there talking as if he a gangster. And, but for $2,000,
yeah,
you got to leave people alone. You know, it's easy for me to leave somebody alone for that little $2,000.
Well, that's in your eyes. Some people might get that fat part of that ass for that little money. I don't see people get that
water. Gerald, I said that to you yesterday, Gerald.
The young fellas wanted to. Yeah, we had the young guns wanted to.
Yeah.
But what is it going to do? I mean, it's $2,000. You know what I mean?
They going to make a motherfucker pay you fast or extra.
Say it again, teacher. Say it again, teacher.
Motherfucker pay you fast or extra. But, hey,
it's easy for me. Now, 30 years, 20 years ago, 30 years, that's a whole different ballgame. But I'm not that person.
But
no
you
more,
don't
so
understand.
That's easy for me to just leave
them all. Gerald, let me break this down to you. When you done spent the X amount of money in these cars, you took a risk, you done went all the way out of town and all of that, and you done won and can't get paid, you get nothing back. You don't know what
to
do.
So then I pay for my hotel,
you don't know
for
last money.
Jail, huh? pay for a hotel room, and then I'm in jail for the next night or two. That don't make sense.
That depends on
and
how
I got
you
a wife. I got a granddaddy with me. I got a family with me. I'm not going to go through all that.
But, listen to me, Gerald.
Scumbuddy.
It depends on how you
level.
Do it. Gerald, it depends on how you do it, man. Now, y'all can do like y'all said. Y'all can bomb. Y'all don't have to race him. Y'all, he can't never get a race again. That's going to hurt him, too. But, hey, it's for each of them how they feel about their money, how they accept it. It didn't bother us. To be honest, we shouldn't even be talking about it because it wasn't even our money. We didn't have a dog in that fight. So us talking about it ain't worth a damn.
Who didn't have no money in the fight? I had money in there. Me.
Oh, then you can bargain. You can fight like a normal.
I'm in the fight. I had the fight, and I'm in the fight, yeah. And I had side bets like we did. No, we.
Okay, well.
I'm in the, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I got paid on my side bet.
All the side bets paid off, Preach. We got paid on the all the side bets.
I got paid.
We got all our side bets. We got paid off. Yeah.
Oh, he said the pot wasn't paid.
Right.
The pot. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, for us people that didn't have a dog in that fight, we shouldn't even have a comment on it. That's all I'm saying. Let them people that dealt with the issue, like you and your people, your crew, y'all can work it out loud, or y'all can work it out in silence. But for the people that didn't have a dollar in it, it don't concern us. Let them work it out.
Yeah. We're trying to keep it silent, but the man that was wrong doesn't want to make the most vocal.
He can change,
they might work it out, Preacher. You're right, and at the same time, you're a little wrong, because in order to make people not want to do that, they need to be disclosed, but don't make it an issue. But and again, I wouldn't sit there and not race a person that did me like that, but I make sure that we got a DP man. That money ain't in his hand no more. If I race him again, well, we don't have to have that problem. There's always a way to deal with shit.
You got a beautiful point on that too, Eddie. But Eddie, this is what I'm saying. You might have a motherfucker that don't like him, looking for any excuse to get out on that and then you turn around, he argues, say something, and there it goes. That's that match. It's lit.
It's on. That's right.
It's on.
That's right.
All I'm
now,
saying.
If you see that, and if a person make the choice, you know that, I just don't want to mess with them no more, then that's, if they figure that's the best way to deal with it that way, because then you won't have no regrets if things go south because you tried to mess with them again. Yeah, so
well,
I know what you're saying, Preacher,
and
you're right about that.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All this goes.
But if we ain't got
day.
No personal issues, and he just messed up like that, but I don't hold a grudge about it, ain't looking for no reason to make nothing happen, and he want to still talk stuff. I said, hey, man, look, we can race, but you got to put that money up. How many people that we've had race and didn't pay a pot, and that's the way it ended up going? They had to get that money out of hand, and some people live by that policy, brother, they had a problem or not. You got to put that money up before
Eddie,
we can do anything.
Eddie, I'm going to tell you this,
it clean.
Sometimes it come out doing the others that you want them to do unto you.
Yes, that's right.
Sometimes that shit turns the same way. So you have to watch
that's
this game, period, man. All the way around the board. Like I say, this is a tedious game.
What's
you're
up, Eddie?
Cash.
How you feel, man?
When
hey,
you're
I,
with
I
money,
what's going on? How you feel?
I feel I'm feeling with both hands, baby. I sit and I listen. I don't know who all on the show and don't really care. I'm gonna say this again, and I'm gonna let it be known for anybody that has a question concerning that situation. If Tidy Bowl never races me again, I give as many fucks as a motherfucker.
Yeah, see what that is?
Goddamn on life support.
Yeah, see that ain't
about a motherfucker.
Hey, Jeremiah,
that's
we ain't talking
problem.
About personal.
That's a problem.
We talking about wild on
that's
the problem.
Problem
right there.
You, Eddie, y'all
Eddie,
always want to get
Eddie.
On here and start hollering. You perm ass, baby. Like,
you ain't
y'all
the only person.
Y'all all just hollering. If
Jeremiah,
I, y'all like y'all
hold
is
on,
real
y'all,
gangsters.
Hold on.
I don't want
to
hear all that garbage.
Hold
on. For me to come on your show and even talk about this, no disrespect, Eddie, that's a privilege, okay?
No, I don't take no disrespect from it, Jeremiah. This is all I'm
saying
is this here, man.
Eddie, what you saying?
All I'm
Eddie?
Saying is you ain't the only person. This ain't the first time somebody didn't pay a bet off, man. And it was handled totally different. So all I'm saying is what
okay.
I said, is that if you feel a certain mm-hmm. way about a person and you feel it's going to lead to a problem, don't mess with them. But if you don't think it's going to be a problem, just make sure that man ain't got the control of whether he got to pay or not, let somebody else be in control of that, like a DP
okay.
man.
So let me say,
that's all
hey,
we saying. We're not
hey,
talking
hey,
about.
Let me say this, Eddie. Let me hold on for
mm-hmm.
you before you say anything. Let me say this again, and I stand on what I said. Year to date, it's only one person that has fucked me in life, and I am still waiting for the opportunity to fuck that person three times harder than what they fucked me. So understand something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if there was 15 DP men in that situation, bro, and the money was in my pocket or their pocket. If I felt like you fucked me, bro, you couldn't have win no type of way. I don't give a fuck, man. I ain't saying I'm no gangster. I'm not saying I'm tough. All I'm saying is this right here. That man fucked me.
You're trying to talk like one. You're trying to talk like one, though. You sure trying to talk like one.
I ain't trying to. Hey, man,
look. Y'all going to make me go somewhere and it's unnecessary.
I ain't
trying to talk like one.
I have not said nothing right now that I did not say in everybody's face.
You trying to justify that you was wrong. You haven't said that. Hey, I was wrong.
I wasn't trying to justify nothing. The fact of the matter is,
you know, for that little petty money, y'all had a hard time getting up that little money. You had a hard time getting it up,
man.
That little money. It really had to bother you. You could afford to lose it. Don't bet it. That's all. Just don't bet something that
you
lose. Y'all had a hard time getting it up.
I told
you. What's your cash out? Y'all got any more?
Don't bring that to 2024. That shit is dead over with. Nobody got
names. No,
why are y'all doing that?
Preacher boy, because they want to bring it up to fucking be relevant. So I'm
you
want to
bring it up. You bring it up. Listen, I just listened
to
that show.
I'm going to be relevant with
all this morning. You don't want to bring it up just yesterday.
I did got the phone calls, man. That's all I'm saying.
Eddie,
so
now
stop.
You see how our race season going to begin?
I've been got the phone calls, man.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary, Eddie.
Keep talking about
it,
man, listen,
y'all keep on,
y'all
keep
talking
about
it.
If you want to let it down,
man.
Then let it down.
Hey, listen, man.
Y'all keep going on Facebook and you get on your cell phone talking about it over and over again.
I didn't
and
bring it up, man. I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring it up.
You post it, you bring it up on the phone, you talk about it yesterday.
Man.
I listened to the iCast show yesterday. That's why I brought it up now.
Man.
I wish I would have been on that yesterday. You the one bring it up.
Hey, man, listen, Gerald. I asked your teammate. Hey, man, you sure that's what we on, bro? That man said it easy.
No.
Said,
you
want
to bring him $300. You bring him $300 of lockup money. Did you do that?
Oh.
What was that for? What was that about?
I said, Tidy Boy, I give you $300 in lockup money. That's it.
For what,
that's
though,
it.
Jeremiah? For what? Justify that. For what?
Like
what are you going to get $300 for?
That's why.
For
that's
what?
For what, man? That's for what?
For what?
Hey, y'all.
For what?
We weren't trying to make this no personal argument. We just trying to bring up a situation. If it happened, had to be handled, man. We ain't talking about one person in general,
man. Yeah, I would give you $300 to say $2,000. You're right. I would do the same thing if I didn't. I mean, come on. Yeah, $300
is way less than $2,000. You ain't going to never have no good thing. Keep doing that shit, man. Niggas don't want to hear that.
Y'all get on here. Hey, Jeremiah. Y'all get on here and start hollering, like y'all been doing every justify. Then y'all want us to go and run through a hoop. Hey, Eddie, they want us to go and talk to this man. Go talk to this man.
No, man,
it
ain't necessary, man.
I'm not doing all that for
$2,000. It ain't necessary. All we
were
just saying.
Hey,
Jeremiah, you're not going to put me in the middle. All I'm trying to do is tell people, hey, man, that ain't the... Hold on.
Eddie, go down and holler. That's
Jeremiah.
All they do. They holler and holler. That's
hey,
all
man.
They
do.
Hey.
Hey,
hold on. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
Let me say something real quick.
Wait a minute, man. Hold, wait. No, Jeremiah, he hung up because I muted his ass. Ain't going to have nobody hollering and shit when I'm trying to calm the situation down.
If you look at it like this, girl, he said he was going to race y'all over. He didn't race, so he paid the lockup. That's the way you can look at it. If he paid y'all the $300, he didn't race the second time. He just gave it to you just to keep the bullshit down. If that's what really was
keep it down.
That's all I'm trying to say.
He's taking this shit personal, like somebody talk about him, when really he's just talking about the best way to handle it without having to go through all this shit. That's all we were saying.
But
if you don't feel you can race the person, don't race
him. Go talk to the track official. They told us, Jeremiah, Perm, all of them, go talk to the track official. So somebody went over there and talked to the track official. The track official said there was nothing wrong with the timer. So now they told him to go do that. Then we go do it. Or somebody went and did it. I wasn't going to run around for this little money. But somebody went and asked them. They said nothing was wrong. And they still didn't pay the money. So what was the point of them telling us to go and talk to these people? All these smoke and mirrors that they put up.
Girl, this is what I'm telling you. It's not going to change the situation with y'all bringing it up every time. It's done and over with. Y'all didn't handle it then. Ain't no use in trying to handle it now.
But I'm just
all
saying.
All
you're
going to do is take shit into 2024.
Boy, they don't want to keep talking about it. We ain't saying nothing about it. They keep talking about it. They get on the phone.
Let them talk.
I got all of that. But if they wrong, I'm going to put you out on blast. I'm going to blast on you.
But
if you're wrong and you just talk about
already,
it, then
he already on blast, man. He already out on blast. That's why me and Preacher Boy were talking, we weren't trying to make it about him. We was talking about any situation. That's why I was trying to ask him the question. Is you the only one that ever didn't pay a bet, been in this situation? He didn't want to hear none of that. So I didn't want to hear his shit. If he can't talk like he's a person and have reason to talk to him, then try to put me in the middle when I'm trying to make a way, hey, this ain't no big deal for him, because it ain't the only person people that had that disagreement. He want to make it about him. Fuck him.
Ain't got nothing to do with what happened personally. Gerald, did your driver really say we could run it over?
No, he didn't tell him that because he didn't even know. He went down the track, first of all. Let's start with that first. The money was in my hand and Perm hand. The driver going down the track somewhere, so he don't know what's going on. They just throwing him under the bus because these are lies. Now, what happened was the car cut off. Zay jumps out the car. He timed out. Oh, Perm and Jeremiah looks at each other like, then they start hollering. Oh, yeah, he timed out because of what Zay had told them now. That's why he opened the door and jumped out the car. So.
Okay.
We got a green light. BJ going down the track. He got the win light.
Okay.
I'm standing up because there's so many people there. I'm standing close to the sideline. Perm walks right past me. Instead of even being a man and say, hey, man, let's go see what's going on and see what happened, he walks totally past me. Didn't say nothing to me. And he knew we both had the money. We both had the pots.
Right.
So I said, Perm, what's going on?
Hey, man. Gerald, hold on.
Hold
on. No, man, we just heard this story 50 times.
Come on, him
get it out.
We don't need
system.
To hear this no more, man.
I want him to get it out.
Let him get it out somewhere else,
Eddie,
man.
What exactly?
This ain't about
what happened.
Hold on, Jeff. I understand. We've heard all that. What I'm trying to say is this here. That ain't going to make it no better. This ain't the first time this is happening. It ain't going to be the last time it's going to happen. And it ain't going to change no results. So let it go, man. We heard everybody know what's what now. They keep talking about this here, man. Ain't no sense in it.
Somebody feeling real bad.
If it happened before, it's going to continue to happen.
No, they're going to take the bullshit into 2024, and it's going to become something else. You're going to get infected.
Something else. Yeah, leave it alone, man. We've heard it. And this,
it ain't
this,
be
and he ain't the first person.
Man,
and, it ain't going to be the first or the last, man. It's over with. This, you know what to do not to let it happen again.
If you don't want to never fuck with him again.
That's all I'm saying.
But if you do, you
get
do.
Your,
don't mess
with
it.
Get you a DP, man.
Yeah.
I don't care if you raise it for $10.
That's it.
That's
so
right.
All of the time the DP man made the wrong call, nobody wanted to talk about those stories. The DP man is a person that ain't been trained.
That happened too.
The DP
man,
you don't know if the DP man up at the table or not. Nobody knows this stuff. DP man ain't getting paid a dime. You put them in something that they get tight with. They don't know how to handle it. And it still was the wrong call made. And I got many times I could tell you which ones was the wrong call. But we ain't got to go through all that.
You
I'm
ain't
not putting
tell,
nothing on DP man.
You ain't
got to
tell
me.
Nobody nothing. Everybody done seen it themselves. You ain't telling nothing nobody knew when you're talking about this here, man.
Now, they always say
it
like this, unless
it's
Jesus Christ himself, then the call ain't going to be made right. DP man ain't made the call right many times. Nobody talking about that.
It's
going to
be a mistake mechanically. It could be mechanically or it could be person, people making mistakes. It's going to be mistakes made, man. And just because it happened to you don't mean the world will end it, man. You got to do what you got to do and move on, man.
Even the DP man made the call. The other party still didn't want like the call. So it's not foolproof neither. It's just not. It's still unorganized.
Ain't
not
nothing foolproof.
It
ain't foolproof. That's right.
It ain't happened that often out of as long as I've been doing this. Like I said, the easiest thing for me to do is just leave them alone. That's all I can do. That's it.
Good
but
point.
When
you
talking
good
about
point,
it over and over again, then, okay, you want to keep throwing another log back on the fire.
And that's
yeah.
That's it.
Well, get you a DP, man. I don't care if you raise
for
$10. You can stop a whole lot of bullshit.
That's right, kid. Now, let's get back to talking what Larry was talking about. Mechanics and shops and something, man.
Hey, cause Eddie, you know, well, this came from earlier this week. One individual sent me a picture from, I guess it was a guy that he was gonna run. He said, "Yeah, I know where his car is." I said, "Man, don't send me nothing like that. You ain't trying to run. I'm trying to expose." I mean, I was, you know, I grew up different. Why are you trying to tell me where his car is? I'm not driving neither one of those cars. You trying to tell me where his car at? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I brought it up, Eddie.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any secrets in drag racing?
Nah, it used to be, kid. It used to be. It used to be.
There's no secrets in drag racing.
Not no more.
Mm-mm.
Not no more. You know, I said he was dead wrong for saying, "Oh, his car is such and such shop." You know, he took a picture of it and sent. I said, no. So I deleted it. No. Hey, kid, they used to tell us, say, if you don't see nothing, you don't say nothing.
Yeah, that's true. But just because you see somebody's car in the shop, that ain't telling you nothing.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, if you're going to race, let's say, if I'm going to race you, you know, like, if I'm going to race you, whatever, you know, I'm not going to go expose your business like that. Your car up in the shop, you know, in the north suburbs, you know what I'm saying? And I'll take a picture and tell other people. That's what the topic was.
Oh, okay.
That's what topic, like exposing.
What can happen now?
So what is?
Oh, I didn't hit nothing. I wonder what happened. I had just. I'm glad I thought I had dropped y'all.
Crooked Lady
ain't never been on. No, he just texted me. He probably listening to. All you got to do is call me. He probably listening another way. But if you want to come on in and say something, but I wouldn't come on right now if I was him anyway. Shit. Because people try to make this stuff too personal, man. You know, they try to make it too personal.
It gets
aggravated, man.
No need for it.
Yeah, ain't no need for it.
Teacher, we were just talking about, we didn't say nobody name in particular. You know what I'm saying? It was just, you know,
I was listening
just
to the whole thing, man. You
got some background noise, 7593, you got some background noise. Are you gone on mute?
What?
That's good, though. Now, somebody had came in, they didn't know they had background noise. They went on mute. I appreciate
that. Was
that
Big Mark? He's still at work.
Nah, it ain't Big Mark.
Oh, okay.
It ain't Big Mark.
It's Ron.
What's going on, man?
You
must be rolling, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you go ahead and talk. You want to talk? You know, we can deal with that. You must be rolling. You rolling too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to hear you though. You got your headset down, right? Yeah. It sound like you grabbing just a
noise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm listening to music. I'll go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, you can talk whenever you're ready. Yeah, man.
Two things in racing that are secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Unless if you got a Ford or a Buick, I run in the Chevy.
I heard that, man. I heard that.
see, kid. You gonna get brother D and Mister on here.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'll say it again. Number two secrets in racing. Let's see if you get you a Ford or a Buick. I'll run the Chevrolet.
Ooh, yeah, kid. Ooh. Trying to spy something. Not a kid trying to spy something.
He sure is. Well, mute my mic. I'm done. too many bullets for me. Too many bullets, brother.
Yeah, man.
Too many bullets.
Yeah, I didn't want to go through that again. Let's find something else, man.
Yeah,
man, but I hope things can go well this year, man, and I hope that everybody can come together and, you know, try to work together and make these shows up here a little more exciting and, you know, also as well as what they're doing, you know, down south. They got it right. And what else can you say besides they got it right? We the ones that ain't got it right. And we just need to do things, the right things to get it right. So, you know, we can still go down there and challenge them and get it back like it used to be when they used to come up here and challenge up. You know, because if you think about it, from the situation as far as 41, a lot better now than the world. They're at least trying to spend the money to do what's necessary. And, hey, if you got to turn your car around a little bit to bring some action up here or, you know, to make it feasible for everybody, I mean, you got Big Sam, Leroy, you got Vaughn, you know, you got Sean, Drag, you know, all these people trying to get shows and make a little money and you know, for people to come in and enjoy themselves as well here. So we got to adjust whatever we need to adjust or get fixed. We need to try to do that and get it right so we can have a vacation here just as well as going down south or anywhere else. This year, if the Lord permits, I'm going to definitely try to travel and enjoy some of that because, I mean, it's fun watching on Facebook, but there ain't nothing like being there and meeting all these different people and stuff like that. Yeah. You're going down there, you're meeting people, you're getting to put a face with the people you talk to on the radios and you never seen before, you know, and shake their hand and like a greeting to meet at the same time you're doing what you love. And that's vice versa. Whether we go up there or they come here, you know, everybody get a chance to really meet each other on their own grounds and have fun, man. Just enjoy each other. You know, like everybody says like a big picnic. Well, what's wrong with that? The only stuff be racing and eating at the same time. I ain't seen no time where they went down there and didn't have no food to eat, but they still race like hell. Racing don't stop you. It's not having enough people participating that stops you. Not the food. Yes, sir. You hear people say, oh, man, it's a car show. It's always a car show because you're looking at pretty cars and you're looking at state-of-the-art stuff. So it's always a car show. Oh, man, they don't do nothing but go to barbecue. You can always barbecue and make it enjoyable for your friends and your family to come out there and sit down and relax and have fun doing what you want to do, you know. So why separate, split it all up and make it seem like it's bits and pieces that ain't everywhere you go? The main factor they got a lot of cars.
I'm going for the food, Big Eddie. I'm going for the food because I can always see a drag race.
I know that's right. I know that's right, kid. Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Man, we hoping this year, man, that we can have a little. We can always well. It's too many different personalities. So it's going to always be an issue here and there. It's how we handle trouble. It's how we handle it and resolve things and look at things, you know, to get by. When you make a mistake, you're supposed to learn. And once you learn from that mistake, just try not to do it again because it's going to always be an issue about something. It always have been, and it always will be. Ain't none of this shit going to be perfect.
How are you with my other phone?
Huh?
There you go, Yak.
What up?
Uh-oh. What up, Yak?
Man, what's your brothers doing?
Lord, how much
we are.
You mean tell me Yak's... Yak's old lady let him get on the phone tonight?
You got that all right. Shit, that young boy over here tricking off with her. She ain't got time for my old
Okay. Well, that'll work.
She ain't got time. She trying to make a dollar while she go on the boat.
That'll be one less bill you got to pay.
Shit. That big back motherfucker. All she want to do is argue. How you brothers doing tonight?
Pretty good, Yak, and Happy New Year to you, man.
Same to y'all. Y'all ready for all that snow we supposed to get?
Shit, I've been ready for it since last year.
Oh, no. That's waiting too long. That's waiting too long. I came on last night. I heard Ryan, goddammit, talking
all
shit.
Man.
I had to get off because me, my old lady want to wrestle.
Shit, why the fuck you worried about the snow? You ain't doing no racing no more. Any goddamn way, old bitch ass nigga. I'm on mute.
Damn. Hey, Terry.
Damn.
How you doing? That's the only motherfucker I got to love, Terry. He the only motherfucker I beat his ass with. He keep talking shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
He talk good shit, but get his ass whooped. Get his ass whooped. Terry, what's up, man? Happy
You're
New
only
Year,
as good
brother.
As your last race. Only as good as your last race, motherfucker. I beat y'all ass, and I'm going to keep my knee on your neck. But you ain't racing no more. You know, you ain't racing no more, so I ain't going to even waste my ass off
for
you, man.
Just be ready when they get warm.
Man.
Little
man,
gonna be
man,
right
you been
when
trying
get
to get back ready, motherfucker. I'm on mute.
Damn, that.
Oh. Man, that was cool.
Terrio, come on in. Terrio, come on in. Was very disrespectful to you, Yak.
I don't know. Yak still on here. It looked like him and Wild Mighty fell off.
Nah,
they still, somebody's still on.
All right.
What's going down, Mal?
Man, taking it easy. How you gentlemen doing?
How we doing, all right, yourself? How's
I'm
it down there, and where you at?
Oh, man, beautiful, beautiful. I'm coming from an undisclosed location. You know what I mean? Back on this highway doing
yes,
my
sir.
Thing, but it's cool.
Yes, sir. So
the
trip went well? Everything went well?
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Another dyno session. You went to another dyno session.
Oh, man.
Goddamn, bitch. At least I'm doing something.
Happy New Year, brother. Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year to you, my brother.
She in the hospital. She getting some surgery done.
Some toe tackle?
She getting some Botox.
Oh man,
not the Botox.
The yeah, she going to die on the table.
Well. Well, she got 9 lives, so she'll be back.
Okay.
She dies, she coming back.
What up, fellas?
What up?
Happy New Year to everybody, man.
I ain't tell you, brother. I ain't tell you.
Happy New Year to everybody. I hope everybody had a good New Year.
Yes, sir. Same to you, brother.
Yeah.
The main thing, we here to see it.
Yes, sir.
So it got to be good. So it got to be good.
2024 was here, baby. Time for a new season. Yes, it is.
Yeah, shit. There we go. All right. Yeah, how you doing, Big Eddie? How you doing? You good?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Beautiful.
Glad my
beautiful.
Brother can
good.
Join me tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Rob shouldn't send me nothing like this, man. Rob just sent me. They're having a flopper contest.
Huh?
LeBron's in what you call him, for Boston. They're having a flopper contest on this video. Both of them falling out on the floor at the same time.
Oh no! That boy's still fine.
Yeah, man, this is an old video. I guess they put it together. They had to show it. It's a 2024 NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know much about football, goddamn, but I know that goddamn LeBron, goddamn, be on the floor crying and shit and acting like a motherfucker really fucked him up and shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know too much about basketball.
Oh, man. I got to get back to this boy.
That's the king you talking about, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
yeah,
Jordan,
man,
the goddamn
real
king. LeBron ain't shit.
Yeah, Jordan was a bad motherfucker now.
Jordan the GOAT, LeBron the King.
The king of flopping around on the floor acting like he got hurt and shit.
Uh-huh.
He do that all the time. That's what I heard.
I ain't never seen a motherfucker weighing 280 pounds, goddamn it, a motherfucker weighing 160 bump into him and knock him down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Yeah, man.
What goddamn Terry? I thought I heard his voice.
Yeah, Terry came on for a second there. All right.
Okay, okay. Right when I called in, goddamn, I said, that Terry O didn't disappear. Mm-hmm.
Why you keep on bothering me? Look.
Huh?
Wristband right there. I'm sorry, y'all. Hey, y'all go ahead right quick. I'm going to go on mute for a second. My nurse in here.
Yes, sir.
You know when them nurses come late at night, y'all know what they doing, right?
Oh, man, come on, Yak.
That nigga flying to that cash. Hey, he flying to that cash. Nigga went on mute while we couldn't hear him holler. When she sticks that needle in his ass. Stick that needle in his big grown ass.
Oh, man.
Stick that needle in him, know he'd be hollering like a little 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because he had the nurse playing with his ass the other day.
Yeah. You know when they take care of you for so long, you fuck around, be with them, or tricking off with them, you know how that goes.
Oh, man. Uh-huh.
Yeah, ain't no wrong with it, though. Sometimes it's a good thing. Keep you going.
Uh-huh.
Keep your blood pressure going.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
So, you bringing your car back out this year yet?
Yeah, Limo be out this year. He set back a whole season. He was hurt. He getting fixed now.
Mm-hmm.
That. They ain't gonna like the game banger.
They already
know when he gets fixed, we back to every Thursday. We game banging. If the city ain't gonna be safe no more. City is not gonna be safe no more.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Eddie, got a topic tonight?
No, not really. Mm-mm.
No. Huh? Open for discussion.
Yep.
Now y'all done had Terry O peach his one win a year ass in here and talk some shit and get up out of here, one win a year ass. Ooh, boy, you get a garbage can of steak, he gonna act crazy. That's what happens when you get a garbage can of steak.
Hey, y'all can keep on talking. I'm just trying to get something situated here. They trying to stick me with another IV, man. I ain't trying to do that one.
Oh, man. You are being headed for a guinea pig or something, ain't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had to go through getting somebody to come over here and find the one I got and get the one out that I had. They want to go right back to the spot I begged to get it out of. Well, I guess we can find some here somewhere, I hope. It ain't as painful. I think if you... All right, where everybody go? Come on, y'all. They finna get me in a minute. I ain't going to be in comeback off me in a minute. Where y'all at?
Oh, man.
It's still around.
Right here.
Hey. Terrio gone?
Do?
I don't know,
he on mute.
Oh.
Terrio on mute.
Vic, how's it going over there, Vic?
About.
Oh, I heard that. Where's Vic going?
It's going. It's all right, man. Just trying to take it one day at a time, man. One day at a time.
Yes, sir. That's all we can do.
So,
all we can
one
do.
Day at a time. Stand out the
one
way.
Thing I can say is a whole lot of people. No matter what the troubles we having, you know, hopefully it ain't going like that for everybody or nobody really, but Just think about this. There's a whole lot of people ain't here right now to say nothing about 2024. Regardless of what, regardless of what the trauma and the drama we going through, we here to live to fight another day, for it to give it time to get better, and that's what I'm looking for, getting better. That's what I'm striving for.
You doing bad is always somebody else that's doing worse.
Yeah, always that's worse. That's right. That's right, man. That's up. There's always somebody doing worse, man. I ain't got no problem with what's going on because I still got fight. I still got a chance to fight. You know what I'm saying? So might not sound like it to some people, but I'm happy as heck because I ain't got to be here. You know, I want to be able to go down south and see little Bubblehead with eye to eye, be at the track laughing and talking with him, pop Willie Dog upside his head. You know, I want to be able to do those type of things, you know, go down the south and meet some of these brothers and have fun, man. And that's my goal, and I got people that want to help me get there. So I ain't got nothing to do but try to get myself in shape enough to do it.
Yep.
You know? That's all. Because this is part of me and part of my life, man, and this is what helped keep me going. You know, some of the things I got love for, man, that's what keep you going. You understand? And keep wanting to do that. That's a lot of the battle right there, doing some things you enjoy doing, regardless of how you're doing it, you know. Dealing with guys like y'all, man, and been seeing this all my life and doing this all my life and still can get on here and talk to y'all and, you know, whatever part I can play, I'm going to try to play it. It's as simple as that. That's all. Ain't no giving up. I might even get a chance to see Kid jump back in the race car.
No, I doubt that.
Come on, Kid. You can't say that ain't gonna never happen, man. You might not drive it fast, but you might just drive it down the track.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna get close to now to put no gas in it. Let alone drive it.
Oh, man. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. But I ain't got that in me yet, man. I think right now, if I can fit in the car, I get in it. Right now, today. Like I said, I might not be able to put the pedal to the metal right away, but I work my way back up to it. And the sad part about it is, I hadn't only been so fast at the time I was racing. I probably ain't seen nothing better than a mid to low 10. So I know I ain't only worried about seeing them numbers they laying down today. As in my younger days, as fast as I can be in somewhere, maybe some low 10, 10:30, something like that. Cars go a lot faster nowadays with no problem.
Oh, yeah.
You can get them out the factory. You can buy them off
the showroom floor, goddamn it, running fast nowadays.
That lot. That's up. That's up. But, you know, if it's a factory car, for some reason, it seems like the cars is way more controlled, even running the same numbers as some of these cars. Like, they get down to 8. You might have some cars, man, you can't hardly get them down the track running 10. And them factory cars is a normal car, and you're going straight down the track. You can drive them suckers just like driving any other car, man.
Yeah, well.
They got them suckers.
That's
yeah.
That's that new technology.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, sir. Yeah, damn, kid, I had to go on mute for a minute. It looked like the show done got over with, man. Ain't nobody want to say nothing. Like, come back on top. And we got a nice crowd on here, too. We got a nice group, nice number of people on here.
Don't worry about it. I'll come up there and get you terrorizing,
man. It'll
be
all
right. Oh, man. Hell yeah.
Terrorizing, big dog.
Terrorizing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, start off
man, with hey Marvin.
Yes, sir.
You is gonna make it up here this year, right?
I promise you. As long as the Lord willing, goddamn, I'll be there.
Hey, if I gotta put his ass in a headlock, he's gonna be here. I'm gonna go all the way out to his house and chop his ass out and bring him back.
Yeah, man.
I got it. Hey, listen, he can send me a plane ticket, and I'm going to help him drive it all the way back.
Well, preacher boy, you might be getting him in trouble, man. You might be getting him in trouble. Vic might have something to say about that.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. Hey, if Vic asked me to come help him, I said I'm on my way. I'm bored.
He can help him, but he ain't going to come with no car. He'll be calling.
Hey, Happy New Year, Vic, Double D. I heard both of y'all talking. I just couldn't get to y'all because I didn't want to do background noise.
Man, I'm back, baby. Yeah, what's Happy New Year to you, brother?
Marvin,
yes,
ain't gonna do nothing,
man. Listening in, man. How y'all fellas doing tonight, boy? Everybody good? I'm just in and out. I'm trying to get my ass to work, man.
I heard Brother Yak on the Happy New Year, Jack.
Where'd Yak go? Has Yak been back since Terry was on the phone?
Oh, Terry was on the phone?
Yes, sir.
I missed OT on the phone then. I heard somebody say, whoop your ass. Whoop your ass, and then I just got on out the way. Drop the phone and start doing what I need to do.
I know that's right, man. I know that's right.
You see, because I thought that was part two of that incident.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to stop that, man. That's why, and then, you know, me trying to stop it, it put, put me in the middle. Yeah.
And I tried to stop it, too. I tried to stay in any form of fashion to just let that shit go, man. Don't bring
that's
this shit to 2024.
Mm-hmm.
We already got enough shit going on in the world and other shit. Don't bring that shit to our little thing.
Right.
Little drag race basically got.
Yeah. We want a solution. We don't want to hype it up. We want a solution. But it's going to always be something.
Hey, that shit, when I heard it, that reminded me of my old lady, goddammit. I done good, and then this bitch bring up something bad again. What the fuck that had to do with anything we were talking about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yes,
Hey, Creech.
Yes, yes.
Let me interrupt you for 1 second. Hey, Eddie, when y'all event? Is that in June?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I had the Zach Bay, but shit, I forget it now.
Okay, because I got a hookup on 55-gallon drums of glue. I got to get the brand it is. I think it's two different brands, and they might be going in house. Yeah, so if it's nice price, shit, I could probably go pick it up. meet you halfway or one of your counterparts halfway. And
yes, sir.
I have 41 goddamn, tell them to lay as much down as they need to.
Hey,
well,
why would you have to bring it halfway if you're bringing your ass up here? Throw that shit in the back of your pickup truck.
No, he's saying get a hold of it right now. He talking about why it's available. Get a hold of it right now. That's
correct.
What he's talking about.
Correct.
That's right. That's good business there.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to that narrowhead boy a little later on and see what we can do with it.
Okay.
Is it Elmo's glue or that Gorilla glue?
The Gorilla glue.
Oh, okay.
I think one brand is LC7, I believe. And I got to find out what the other brand is.
Yeah.
Another name. Don't get me in line.
I do, that's right.
Don't
get your hand up. Oh, here we go. So good now.
What the fuck is you talking about, Chunk?
Chuck a look.
Disco lady, what's happening, baby?
Ain't nothing going on. I just got back. But what's going on, Eddie?
I ain't nothing too much, man. We're just trying to keep the fire in the right direction, keep the heat retained, and it's trying to get out of hand, you know, but we had to keep it in the wrap so it don't burn the whole house down.
You fuck with that LC7, you're going to burn the house down.
What?
You ain't got no PJ1, then you shouldn't even be listening.
I heard that.
You make sure it's PK1 then, Marvel.
Yeah, PJ1.
Yeah,
like I said,
right.
I just gotta check and see what the other brand is.
Don't fuck with that LC7, man. All right,
bullshit.
You're already slow. You be slower.
Damn, Eddie. You gonna
take that in? Hey, if I'm slow, I don't care what. It's to my advantage. I'm gonna get down the track. He the one got to worry about it. I want that down.
Nah, fuck yeah. What?
You know what I mean, Marvin?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He already let me know he got a problem with it. Shoot. I'm on it.
So that's what you want, then. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear what you thinking, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie, did you tell Chuck you was talking about him the other day?
Come on, man. Don't slide that boy. Don't get that fool slided, man.
My bad.
It take a nigga to stop the
bullshit,
ain't it, Eddie?
I'm telling you, man. You want to give me everything nice. Everything sugar and spice and everything nice, so.
I don't do no motherfucking nice, Ryan. Yeah, what's the bullshit that is that?
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know it was no secret, Eddie. My bad.
All right, I'm going to tell you.
It don't matter. Eddie don't talk shit about anything he don't know about. That's all he do. It ain't no secret.
Put your clothes back on. I'd rather be alone. You think it's all worn out, now get on home. You've had too many lovers, they worn off the hair. There ain't no way I'm going in there. Put your clothes on and get on home. I should've never gone out. I should've never had a drink.
Your friends done told me where you have been, and I feel sorry for all those men. And put your clothes back on, baby, get on home. Yeah, get that thing away from me. It looks like something your dog would eat. Seen enough, now set me free. I think that thing just barked at me. Early this morning it bit my leg. Oh, little darling, don't you make me beg. I put your clothes back on, get on home.
Retired.
Yeah, I just saw that on TikTok earlier.
Yeah. He said, "Put the them back on."
You don't want
yes,
that thing to have cat around you.
Yes, sir.
Uh huh.
He said, "Please get dressed, ho."
So. Go. I'm not talking. I'm not talking. What up? What up, Ed? What up, Michelle Dye?
No,
no, it's still on Chip.
Eddie playing all this bullshit ass honky tonk music.
Damn, Chuck, they finna they're remodeling the junkyard up, Chuck.
Yeah, I see that. That place dangerous, kid. That place dangerous.
No, they gonna they putting in concrete walls and they paving the track.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, don't be afraid. Be very afraid.
All I can say is good luck.
He told you what he said. He said, "Don't be afraid. Be very afraid."
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Get it together and have Fat Tuesday back down that way.
All right, so I'm so back for a minute. I think do I have to take some medicine?
Wasn't they trying to fix the old track up, kid?
What, in Hattiesburg?
Yeah.
I think Hattiesburg is history.
Okay.
I thought they said somebody bought Hattiesburg.
Yeah, Crook let him know about that. He was telling me something about that. Hey, Crook let him call me, man, for you can if you want to talk about Hattiesburg, man.
I'd like to see him
call Larry. He on.
Listen, I would think the motherfucker street out man, outlaw man would have bought the track while he was down there. What's his name? With the fast aluminum?
Aluminum?
Yeah, what he had, aluminum or?
Aluminum, okay.
Yeah.
Mississippi, Cat Kelly?
No, motherfucker, the fat dude.
Fat dude.
What kind of car that motherfucker got, man? Y'all know he be in Hattiesburg. He live in Hattiesburg. He racing Hattiesburg all the time. He with Kai Kelly and them. He on Kai Kelly and them team.
What do
you mean, line? He's the one that's right under Cat Taylor.
You're talking about Scott Taylor, man. You're talking about Scott Taylor. That track is dead, bro. That track is dead.
Yeah,
they was talking about doing it, but see, when dude was trying to buy it,
He was gonna give him $3 million for it, and then the dude up the price another $3.5 million. He told him, hell no.
Wow.
And
we'll see
how it's gonna go this year. Now over here in Alabama, Highway 90 Dragway over there in Theodore, and well, not Theodore. What is that place called? It's right there, right before you get to Theodore. They may be having it over there. They supposed to have a race where they're gonna do it that Thursday and that Friday that weekend. The Friday and Saturday, and then that weekend they can come down. Irvington, Alabama. Irvington, that's what it's called. Irvington.
Crooked Letter, how far are you from Canton, Mississippi?
That's about 2 hours outside of Jackson. I'm about 3.5 hours away from there.
Oh, okay.
Now they're gonna do a Grudge race. Let me rephrase that. They're gonna do a race here at Gulfport Drag right here by me for Fat Tuesday, but that's not a Grudge race. It's a bunch of class and bracket race stuff they're gonna do.
Hmm.
Other than that, that's it.
Well, shit, if they had a goddamn it, about Hattiesburg, they'd have to remodel it too.
Oh, that's it's totally fucked up now, kid. They got trees and shit trying to grow up through it.
Because they would have needed some concrete walls down through there, too.
Yeah, it was a guardrail track.
Cook
it
out. What's been going on, man? How you been doing?
Not much, man. Just damn near everybody down here got the damn flu.
Yeah. How's Shorty doing? He ain't got the flu, do he?
Yeah, he had it, but it didn't affect him at all. He's sitting there like ain't shit wrong with him. All he do is sit there and play them damn games all day. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got to go to school or nothing. He sit there and play that game all day like ain't nothing wrong. Well, he don't even cough really like talking about, but he got the flu. You know what I'm saying? They did a little test thing on him. They tested him for COVID. They tested him. It was a flu. He had a fever. He was like 103. And that's when they found out he had the flu.
Yeah, I got this motherfucking cough kicking my ass. Y'all said it's supposed to snow when, kid? When it's supposed to snow here?
Later on tonight.
Enough that we need a shovel?
No, not really, about an inch.
Oh, okay. I thought y'all was talking about some snow blower and shit. I was like, oh, hell no.
No. You can leave that in the garage. Get your broom, goddamn, and sweep this shit up.
Okay, I can deal with that. I can deal with other shit.
Y'all keep that shit up there. Right now we about 62 degrees right now. Y'all keep that shit up there.
Yeah, so far we've been lucky.
But y'all still drag racing down there if you 62 degrees in the nighttime.
Yeah, they a matter of fact, tomorrow over in Grand Bay, Alabama, they doing a street car, three different classes on the street. Everybody put up $300 or $500, and it's supposed to be like eight cars, and each one of them, they're supposed to be doing that tomorrow on the street over there. It's supposed to add up to be whatever the party is, plus some money on top for each one of them classes. And that's on the street. If it pop up on Facebook, I tag some of y'all in on it.
All right.
Well, that damn show ain't going over there.
Quicker than y'all got any migrants down y'all way?
Say that again.
See, y'all got any migrants down y'all way?
Hey, shit. Yeah. Hey. Coming here all the time on boats and everything, yeah. He's right on the water. And you know, there's some of those spots they coming in at, especially like down there right on the Louisiana line, they coming them little old bays back off in there, man. They back off them bayous. Them just get out and walk out them swamps.
Man, they don't give a fuck about them alligators. They showed that shit on the video. They were whooping them alligator ass walking across that water. They came through a swamp, man, while snakes and alligators at, and they was videoing it. Them motherfuckers didn't give a fuck about them alligators. They kicked them alligators and they shit came across that water. Listen, they had a motherfucker with a switch walking in front of them with the ladies and the kids behind them, whacking the shit out of these motherfuckers, alligators and shit, walking through the swamp.
See that crocodile? Now you know people like me is real.
Nigga, I just told you them jokes come out through that swamp. Preacher boy, don't tell you what I just told you. They come out through the swamp.
Nah, I was on mute. I had my headset off.
Okay. They come through the swamp, man.
I was watching that shit on something like a Discovery Channel, but it was I get all these crazy channels on this box I just bought. Man, they showed them people coming through the swamp. But these people are video watching them knowing they coming through this shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they done caught motherfucking 80 people in the back of a semi truck and all that old kind of shit around here.
Man.
Yeah, this shit is all fucked up.
Them people fighting to be here. They might bring 2,000. Leave out with 2,000. 1,500 of them make it. They had to sacrifice some of them motherfuckers to get here.
And I'm going to tell you something else, too. Them motherfuckers going to do all the jobs nobody else want to do.
Y'all want shit with a fork in his wet?
You got a job shoveling shit, mister.
And I'm talking about you got a 2,000-foot motherfucking mountain of shit. And tell them you need to move it, they going to move it.
In a hurry.
I tell you something else them people do too, bro. I noticed something about a lot of them people, man. A lot of them people come over here, man, them people are real skilled in labor, painting different shit, cars, upholstery and different shit. Man, shit, they making all the money around here with that kind of shit. They undercutting these white folks around here with these shops, and they making the money. The white folks are gone trying to hire them and stuff now.
Well, when you can't beat them, you got to join them.
Yeah, but when them old boys come out here, them old green and white trucks back there, they get ghosts like a motherfucker, too.
Immigrant people, run! Yeah, man.
Right, we got a hand up here.
Uh-oh. There you go. 2285. You open.
Eddie.
What up, man?
What the hell y'all got going on over here, man? Sound like it's quiet as hell over here.
Yeah, it got quiet. We started off pretty nice, and you mentioned an incident.
Them crickets.
Yeah, then the crickets came right after that. But, man, I ain't going to worry about it.
What's going on?
Man?
What the hell y'all got going on?
Man, just trying to bring in the year the right way, but Non-violence. Yeah, man, non-violence.
In a professional crew environment.
We got these gangsters out here, boy. They won't let it be.
Somebody lonesome. Old lady must have woke up on the wrong side of the bed and pissed them off.
Oh, these niggas.
Gotta get yourself together. Niggas was standing on top of their head. You gotta piss off. Yeah, just a phone call. Just a phone call.
Hey, and one of them, you let that nigga take that money and kick you right on off.
Come on, man. I know they ain't
still
talking about that, man.
Yeah. Me and Eddie were like, please, y'all quit that.
Yeah. Man, man,
oh,
man.
Eddie, your show started to be a shit show, huh? Y'all want to fight?
Yeah. They started last night and brought it back tonight. And I had to put a stop to it, man. And it just because
right,
I was trying to put a stop to it.
We put a stop to it.
Well, yeah. And just because we tried to put a stop to it, they put me in the middle. They put a preacher in the middle. They put me in the middle. Not they. He did. One person.
So you saying Jim, I've been on the phone today, tonight.
Yes, sir.
He hung up on me, man.
Yeah, I don't know. My buddy, I gotta check on my buddy, make sure he's getting medication. You know if anything is medication, I heard him and Didi was going out last night. That's two nights ago. Yeah, it started last night. Yeah, he had a medication. I heard they beat him when he in last night. Yeah, Didi, when he in last night, they said that the idea, get the, I missed it last night. We was bowling in Gamma. They said Didi was telling the truth, motherfucker, just didn't want to accept it. All these niggas want to go to the fuel injection. They beat him, they all these niggas want to go to the fuel injection and can't test the car in front of home.
They
got to keep running out of town and
They can't do it right. People, and he was fair about it too, Leon. He wasn't dogging them for running out of town. He was just saying that, hey, you know, bring it here too for the kids up here. Your fans, you got fans here that want to see you. Talk about the kids and stuff. He said he didn't know that himself until one day some of the youngsters asked him, said, hey, man, we like to see you too sometime. He said, yeah, I'll be traveling all over.
They said, let me buy one of your shirts. Did you sign it?
Yeah.
When you going to race?
Right.
Oh, damn. Was that a promoter? Mm-hmm. Was it a promoter?
No, he was here on the race.
Goddamn, D, I wish I'd have been in the show. I got on and helped him last night. See, ain't nothing wrong with telling
you. Yeah, man. That's right.
He said no. He said the kid asked him about buying one of his shirts, then turn around and ask him when you gonna race. Sign, when he gonna race. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they wanted to see him race. They bought a shirt and he asked for his autograph and asked him what he gonna race. And he said that's when he figured out.
We
want to
see you too.
He said yeah. Right. And that's when he figured it out, he said.
Yeah, I mean, he put it out there. He didn't dog nobody
He didn't say nothing wrong.
Well, Didi don't run no quarter mile. He don't run no 8 mile. He run quarter mile. That's the only bad part about it. It's gonna be hard for him to get some races because don't nobody want to run quarter mile.
Mm-hmm.
Each his own. I mean, shit, people have a reason why they don't want to run quarter mile. Number one, first thing, this shit costs a lot of money. This shit ain't cheap.
And that's what he always done.
Yeah, he always did it, Eddie. We always ran. We all ran quarter mile, but we didn't change. The cars that got faster. Then you fast on lit ass tires. You know, mother running quarter mile on big tires and all that shit. Big tires and wheelie bars. But a lot of people ain't got wheelie bars, and a lot of people ain't got big tires. I ain't got no big tires. They just, I guess, they want you to be like everybody else. Hell, I had a 16 by 16. I'm down to a 31 now. And they still say it's a big tire. So just the cars are going too fast, man. Do I want to see somebody come back? Yeah. I don't want to see nobody go out there and wreck just and prove you can run down and back up. Cars are fast. These cars are fast.
Well, a slow car like mine, I run both of them, quarter mile, 8 miles, as long as it's race.
I mean, yeah, you limited, Eddie, on horsepower and farms and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But everybody can't, you know, I mean, shit. A lot of stuff is hasn't changed.
Oh,
yeah.
You can't get mad at a person, but I'm going to say this part.
If people just stop what they
started,
one thing people really need to do, even I have did it. I said something about those tracks because they made me mad because they didn't want us to come in grudge race. Damn near everybody want to go. I will go to 41, and for some reason, but what we need to do, if not, we're gonna be like Memphis and all these other tracks they're posting up on Facebook with weed and blocks and the buildings is falling apart. We need to start slamming the track. If you ain't gonna go to it and support it, just don't say nothing. And just go to, you know what I'm saying? And we got to upgrade our own up areas. Everybody can't go out of town. Everybody can't go 9, 10, 6, 14, 15 hours. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna say it again, like a broken record. Before people was running up down the highway, shit, we used to have packed houses at these same tracks. You know, it had been proved. I done went to a lot of tracks, and all these people, they're not saying nothing about nobody. Everybody got their own program running how they want to run it. But if you got radio ties on, 41 and Union Grove, Cordova, any track up here, you got to do the same damn thing you do at their track. You got to go down and test and get your car tuned to the track. They shit you say won't go on up here. They go somewhere else and they test like a goddamn maniac. I don't remember seeing one person a week go to a track and come off the fucking trailer and race. All everybody else, they gotta test their cars.
Yeah.
You know, they got to test it with them smart, and they ain't mad at them. You know what your car can do. You know what you can do and what you can't do. Some of us can come off the trailer with these cars. You get old enough, you know these cars. You know what they're capable of doing. You know how to handle them, you know what I'm saying? You know what you can do in the limited 3 years with your car. People need to just stop worrying about everybody else, what they do. If a person come up and won't run me with a full chassis car, if I feel I can't whoop, I don't want no problems. If you accept that, that's cool. You go to come out with me and you look just alike. No, we don't. Ain't nobody in the racing game gonna look just alike. Cause we all
just a little tight, just a little tight.
But that's what people need to do. People need to worry about their own program. Whoever go out of town, let them go. Let's make the best of up here. If we don't, the racing game is like shit. Because now all the time you look around, people want to just watch a person race. We go somewhere else, a packed house for somebody else's track, and then come home, and we complain about our track. Sorry, promoters. Y'all want a good turnout. Y'all got to put some money out there to them races for them to go after it. Because they doing it down out of town. They putting that pot up there. They putting that money up there. People's coming to them track when they put money up there. Them promoters got to put money up. Don't just sit there and collect that gate and expect somebody to go up there and make your show successful by putting good racing on. Put something on top of the pie. Give something back to the racers. You got to do that. if you want it to turn out, because if you don't, you're gonna have the same amount of crowds you have every year. Every year your race gonna look just the same. It's gonna be the same people who ain't gonna race it or scared to race it. Or just say they're going to say, oh, I'll just come and support the race. I'll bring my car to support the race. You know, that's cool, too. But the promoters up here need to put some money out there. I don't know how they're going to do it, but to if I was promoting the race, if I made $30,000 last year, I want to try to make $100,000 this year. But you got to put some out there to bring people there. Don't expect your locals. Put it up there so you can get somebody to coming after some money. Because our locals ain't doing shit but complaining.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We complaining. We ain't getting nowhere. We do the same year. Then everybody come on. Oh, anybody going to race? Anybody going to race? We all done said it. Every last one of us done said it. Yeah, but some of us ain't going to race and we can't win. You can't
Lincoln
win. Why get
president.
Hey, what's up, B? Hey,
Lincoln for president.
What's going on,
what
baby?
Up,
Happy New
what's
Year to you, brother.
Man, Happy New Year.
Hey.
I'm listening to you.
I'm doing 200 right now. Feeling real good. Sitting back watching TV. But I'll tell you something, B, and I don't care what nobody. They can talk about me all they want to. I never stop getting races. I love my big tires and Willie Bob's on my car, whatever they call it. They say my tire is still big tire, and they don't like to see my Willie Bob. But guess what? That's my tire. And I ain't never – I still get races. When I quit getting races, D, I probably quit racing. But I'm still getting races.
Oh, no, you're doing your thing, man. Just keep doing you. Shit,
yeah.
That's all. You know how to do it. You've been in the game for a long time. Keep doing what you're doing.
And I got some fans because if people actually support me, people come buy my shirts, wear my shirt. That's cool. Well, while I feel real good, I bring a shitload of shirts to the track and damn near sell them all. You know, I'm going to get up there and talk shit and going to go up there and race somebody because that's what the people's come to see.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that.
Didn't even get a lot of action. We all done did it. I watched people that did it. Everybody on this phone got a car and been on slicks or whatever you want to call it. They changing. Some of them changing. Some of them can't. Some of them can't afford to change. I don't even think it's that serious to change your car over like that because we're doing less racing now. I remember I ain't got to remember. I got videos to prove that motherfucker was racing all goddamn night. Y'all race on the street over in Chicago and then turn right around. Now y'all leave the track and go right back on the street and race on the street. It don't never stop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well,
but
you got to adjust to the change of times, that's all. You got to have to run the eight, man. That's what it is.
Yeah.
What it comes down to. Hey, if you was an old NFL player, and you know you can knock the shit out of somebody. You know, in today's NFL, you can't do that shit no more. They gonna penalize your ass and knock your ass out the game because that ain't they change the structure of the game. It ain't shit you can do about that.
Ain't nothing you can do but keep your hands
old
to yourself.
Old school,
right?
You gotta adjust to the times, Lee. That's all.
And he good, and Didi good for the game. You know what I'm saying?
Wonderful for the game.
He going to have to make some changes if he wants some action, you know. We all follow down the line with somebody, you know what I'm saying? I used to race. Didn't come off the trailer, but people used to jig at me and holler about coming off the trailer. And once I got my shit figured out to come off the trailer, now it's a problem. Oh, that's the only way he'll race because he come off the trailer. He's scared. He trying to buy a race, you know what I'm saying? But when somebody else do it, you don't say nothing. So you just do what you do. I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to do what I do.
Yeah.
Hey, when they don't race me around there, guess what I do? I load up and go to Michigan. They
I like old 131.
I love Milan.
I like Milan too.
Put all that money in their track.
That track is nice up there. And them truckers will go up there and race.
Oh, yeah. When I went up there, when I saw you up there, they were getting it in, wasn't
it? Yeah, they were getting playing. It in.
They were getting
hey,
it
man,
in,
listen,
boy.
Man.
The little local Detroit AD. Boys, they wasn't fucking around.
Yeah. AD, I went to race Peso. And I'm always been talking about that. I went to race Peso. I wasn't trying to race nobody else. You know I will. But I couldn't race
yeah.
him. After he couldn't get his car bad, I could have dogged him out because me and him went to word as them like we're going to throw blows or something. But now he didn't. They didn't built the car. They didn't realize it. This shit ain't easy as you think it is. And you got a tuner. Old little old Leon up there with no tuner. I know enough. I've been around this stuff a long time, and I'm very nosy. That's why I go to them Radio Versus the World stuff. So my mind be locked with a bunch of questions being asked, and it helps.
Mm-hmm.
And the class race is going to tell you your problem.
Okay.
They're going to tell you that. You'll never forget that. You know, so I might get behind all that. I go to them big races. I get some questions answered. I can go back to my problem. And guess what I do? I fool around, pick up a phone number, get a phone number from somebody. Well, you have a problem, just give me a call. I can help you walk you through it and this and that. So I always got some help. Yeah, if I can afford to go out and pay the big tuners and race on that level, yeah, it'd be cool. That level, them big, them high levels, you know what it costs us to take these cars down the highway. You already read a car like mine going from here, going to Steele, Alabama. I'm already in the red with 2,500. Think about it, nitrous gas, gas for the truck, hotel fee.
Yes,
look at the hotel. Hotels, damn near $200 a night now. You know everything just shot up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
You know so. You got to understand, you in the hole when you load that child bitch up in that trailer. You already fell almost $2,500 in the hole.
You're in the negative as soon as you leave the crib.
Yeah. Because you didn't went to the speed shop.
Ain't no other way to sum it up, Lincoln. You in the negative as soon as you leave the crib.
Some people help. Some people don't help. Some people ain't got no help. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a whole bunch of stuff goes with it. That's why I said we got to build ourselves up right there in our backyard. And, you know, every now and then you win a couple of races, you got some money put aside, you can go out of town. Other than that, I mean, you get your man right here. Between down here, 41, Cordova. I don't go to Cordova that much because it's real far from me. But I'm just saying, Cordova, 41, Cordova, the Grove, Martin, Michigan, and Milan, Michigan. Them tracks right there. I got all the action in the world right around here.
Well, you took your car to Byron. How you like Byron?
I always liked the Byron. I like all these tracks around here. I ain't got no problem. The Grove, only thing I don't like about the Grove, the shutdown area is short. But I got a car with two parachutes on it, so it don't even matter to me with that. That don't even bother me. And that car used to run up there. So I know if they ran it up there, shit, why couldn't I? You know what I'm saying? But that's a decent haul for me, too, going up there, you know. I got to fight the traffic to get there.
Yeah, that traffic.
You know, these other tracks,
too.
Cordova is out there. Byron is out there, but it's cool for Byron because I can jump on 80. Once I get through Joliet, I'm gone. You know, going to Grove, I'm going to run into the airport traffic. The people getting off of work, the people that going to work, you know what I'm saying? It's one of them deals I have to take a half a day to go up there. But then I track right around here. This is the shit around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This
guy 41. I think he's gonna make a change. Somebody said they looked at the schedule and it's like. The schedule didn't change where it's like back to like the old way where you see a lot of more tests and tunes on the weekends. But that might help right there.
Yeah, because do you know how many people I've been hearing last year that talk shit on the phone and try to lock a race in at 41
And then someone locked the race in at 41. But hold on, we got to call and see if we can test it. They got let us on test. Oh, we got a class race or shootout or
exactly.
event going on, and we don't want no test soon. But I'm here to tell them. I was telling y'all. We used to go home at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I watched Norton had bracket racing and testing tune in between. If you run it like you're supposed to get away from that favoritism and stuff, you can do the same shit they did.
Yeah.
I remember they had that IHI race down there, and I had my fucking Camaro, and I was testing and tuning. After they get done running all their classes, they let the testing tune, got one lane for the testing tune. They let you run for a minute. I mean, spills and clean up, all that happens in racing. But they got to quit complaining about the grudge racing might blow the motor up or mess the track up. That happened with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So all of that goes with it. That you get your money when we pay to get in the gate. That's your cleanup money.
Well, you know, they put it back like it was. You know, we used to go out there on Sundays. And
right.
People used to come up there around 2, 3 o'clock and get a grudge race in. If they get they change the schedule back to that, I think we'll be all right at 41.
Yeah. Now, on our behalf, if we don't lock a race in and run on Sunday like we always do, or Saturday or Sunday, you have your shit together when you get in them staging lanes. Don't get in them staging lanes and putting this money together. Put that money together in them pits. When you get in them staging lanes, all you do is get ready to get in that car suit up. There shouldn't be no, give me this money, put this money with the pot. And no, you should have that all wrapped up. It just make everything go smoother.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that.
We still have that problem. We'll wait till the last minute and get in the stage, and I ain't want to put the money up and count the money and all that should be done back there. When you get up here, you might be out talking shit.
No, you know what they need to change, Leon? You know what they need to really change? Always trying to be the last race of the day. That's why shit don't get off right. If they just get their ass there when they get that gone race, and just a nigga get it ass, well, we might get a chance to race again or see some more races.
Yeah. Yeah, I always
it do seem like the time get pushed back.
4 o'clock in the evening. I always get ready about 3, 4 o'clock in the evening. If it's super
but
hot
you know,
outside,
on Sunday,
I can understand.
You know, on
that.
Sunday they close at 5 or 6 o'clock. It don't make sense when you can get them race by 3 o'clock, and if you get your ass whooped or you want to race again, you can.
And if it's like that, if the track is too hot for the track, it's going to be hot for your car, just like it's going to be hot for mine, too. Just two slow motherfuckers go down there slow. the heat don't pick you.
It didn't
change
for one person. Right. It didn't change for one person.
It goes for both of us.
Yeah,
I used to always say a faster car always going to win, but after I've seen my own eyes and seen all the stuff goes on, it don't matter. Consistent win races at the end of the day.
It's the race now is called potluck. If you're lucky enough to make it down there and win, you can do good.
All those things I number, that's what we need to work on. I can't keep up with them Joneses, them big high rollers. Let them going on because sooner or later, they'll stand down.
They're going to come back to the highway.
You're going to get tired of wearing them tires out by tires. Then you wear the motors out in them trucks. You're staying away from home. I sat at home and went 3,000. It's 3,000. You can win 3,000 at home and go 8-9 hours away and got a race for 3,000. Hell, you finna spend 1,500 getting to there. So what have you won? I would rather win 3,000 right here in my backyard. It only take me 1 hour and 15 minutes to get home. Instead, drive 8 hours and burn 2 tanks of fuel.
Right. You spend $600 in gas, then you get a room, and then you race for $1,500. You ain't made nothing.
You just spent the G. Nicest gas, hotel fee, you just spent the G. Then you got to pay to get in the track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? I didn't see you and Preacher Boy out of town. I think the reason why we like to do it most of the time because we enjoy ourselves. We love racing.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, even if you spectate,
I love racing.
You know,
that's why I do
your
it.
Car, you know what I'm saying?
I do it because I
love
like
racing.
Why I get to see my people.
You would try to pull it off, but I understand it get expensive. You might not be able to make every race. That's why
I do it. I do it to go
I see new peoples. You never go to a track and see the same cars. You don't never go to a track and see the same people. There's always going to be somebody different. And I just like to look at different cars. I like to see them fast-ass cars, you know. If we do what we're supposed to do, we can get them up here. We can't worry about if the Detroit guys don't come. Don't worry about them. Put a pot up there and let them people come up like Szabo. Szabo and Tony Banner used to come up here and pack the house because everybody wanted to see Chris Szabo because he went in all them shootouts and he didn't pop up here. Tony Banner, he might not win all his races, but he got fans. Tony Banner's popping up and he's bringing one or two cars. He going to bring a lot of fans out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She is.
He's an internet celebrity.
He do what he do. Now, a lot of them down south don't run for the money the guys up here run for. That's why I say it's just a hobby.
They run
down
for 1,000, they run for 500.
Yeah.
And I mean, they run fast cars for that little money.
I seen them people bet, but I seen, what's the name, log in, $1,000 a race, man. And they act like they went for, they won 5,000. But they, you know what I'm saying? We just too far, we too high side on the money wise, and you notice some when you make them pots up like that, you kind of find yourself being making an enemy. Hell, me and Junior ran for that money. We did it. We laughed and grinned about it. We talked shit and kicked his ass and this, but we ain't run for no lot of money. But we made a good relationship, a friend relationship. We could still race each other.
Hey, if you run for 500,000 and you break. Or you get a ticket, you get the race right back for that same money.
But if you think, about it, it's a confusing thing because you say one thing and do another. If you go to
well,
track
test your car, I try to.
No, I'm just saying. If you go up there and test your car, and I remember Knucklehead did that to me. I was going up to make a free test hit. That man gave me 7,000. They bet that 7,000 and run what's the name now. And I said, man, my nitrous ain't right, man. It ain't running that good right now. He said, man, don't go, man. If you win, I'm going to give you a G-ball. What you got to lose? You finna make a test here for free anyway. So sometimes it's worth getting some money beats no money. Like I told that boy up there in Michigan, front, that he want to run me for $10,000. I'm by myself. You want to run me for $10,000. Cut it out, man. When Vaughn came over and I seen Vaughn, we got that pot up to 1,800. I said, Vaughn, you can VP man, because I don't know who else can let hold of money. 1,800, they struggled to get 1,800 up there. That mother was putting folks' name in his phone. He got 100, he got 100. But y'all, how y'all going to run for 10,000? Y'all struggling to put 1,800 up there. I told y'all I had $100 in my truck, and I had a full tank of gas. If I pulled in the tank, I filled my truck back up, because I say, I know me, I'm going to go off the cliff. I bet all my money had 100 in the truck. I said, if I lose, I got 100, and then I got a full tank of gas. So that's going to take me home. I can stop getting some of these on road.
Yep.
Shit. I loaded all mine up. I went up for 4 hours, 3.5 hours from home. I get home on a tank of gas.
The first thing any smart person would do at going to the racetrack is stop at the gas station, fill up.
I always do that. I'm going to top it off because I'm gambling. I know what I do when I'm gambling.
Right. Win, lose, or draw, you can get home.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But that's the shit we need to do. I ain't going to lie. I said if they had that same attitude, fuck 41, they ain't going to run that 41, that garbage-ass track and this and that. But you know what? He kept going down south. And every time you get in the race, you're paying all this money out for a tuna. You're going down south. You win a race. You might lose a race. When you go lose a race, that hurts because you got to make that long haul back home. And you can make all this money up here. Why the hell go down there and run them up with 105 or 5 on 3,000? And you can get that right at home and be back home in an hour. You know what I'm saying? He see it. You had to test
well, you
the
know what?
The track.
Hey, maybe it's because some of the guys is they be locking in. They ain't gonna come up here. You go down there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
you see how
he been racing up here? You see how his car starting? His car woke up here.
Oh yeah.
I can take Zaycon. Zaycon could probably go down anybody's track now.
because he know that car. He didn't play with it enough. He know what it like and what it don't like. He know what it takes. Mm-hmm. If they don't put the right glue down or they don't give it enough glue, he know it ain't going to get down the track. He know he ain't going to put it.
Well, right
now,
Zay is a household name, though. So he good. He done made a good name for himself in racing.
Well, he done came back home. He didn't realize. Look at all the money that opened up here he can get when the mother want to run him. Instead, try to run down south. Like I said, 3,000 is 3,000. And
yeah.
Then, what you ain't guaranteed no race unless you coming off the trailer. You go way down there, and the motherfucker can't get down the track. And first thing he gonna do, pay that punk out. You lock in 1,000 or 500 on 3,000. You didn't went down the highway to race, but you didn't spend more than that. You mother only gonna give you $500. So all you can do is brag about the punk out.
Mhm.
That ain't shit. I spent $1,500, and the mother got me way down, and I made three hits on my car and get ready to race. And now you say he don't want to race. He's gonna pay the fuck out. That you know, we gotta think. A lot of us we don't think. We just go. I used to do it. I used to just go.
This is the rule. Shit. This is the rule of this game, y'all. You must love drag races to be in it. If you buy these cars and think you're gonna make some money, you're a damn fool.
It's just a hobby for me. 11 grand. I like it. It's fun. It's very expensive, and on the level I'm on right now, it's expensive. But it's a hobby to me. It's always been a hobby. I like to win, talk shit, let a mother talk shit back to me, and I learn something about when a mother talks shit to me. I always learn something.
Yeah.
You can go home if I sat here and run you for this little old money and I can go home with some money. But you jack all your money off, you go home and you got shit.
Who grows race day car for a living?
A lot of people. I don't know, kid.
No, listen,
I ain't never did it for
a kid, I'm gonna tell you. The ones that go out and spend them $60,000 and $30,000 motors and shit like that.
They're not racing for no living.
Just about.
Because if they were racing for a living, goddamn it, they'd be about some broke motherfuckers.
I don't know, man.
Hey, kid, I raced enough to meet y'all ass. Come to the track and catch y'all down there and find out me and y'all being friends. That's what I did.
Yep.
I came and met me some friends. But that's what we got to do, though.
I've been doing this over 40 years, and I done went down to Hattiesburg. I done went from everywhere with my car and enjoying myself.
Hell yeah. Every time I see Preacher Boy out of town with his car, he look like he enjoying himself.
That's it. That's all I go down there to do. I don't go down there to grudge race nobody. I go down there to say, I took my car down this track. Check mark. I done did this check mark.
Man, I used to save my money just to wait the Black Sunday in Hattiesburg. I saved my money for racing to go to the races with my car. I didn't even care if I never raced nobody. I just wanted to say I went down Hattiesburg in front of a crowd of people.
Right.
Because you don't know who was out there cheering for you, but everybody was doing something. They was drinking, getting full, and hollering at this and betting on that lane.
Hey, man.
That's all I did.
I took my car to Steele, Alabama, me and that old man. And he had a beautiful time and didn't run nobody. People were like, why he bring that junk down here? It was mine.
And y'all don't believe it or not, though. And I've been there. Still, Alabama ain't no better than 41.
Showing the fucking
old-ass backyard-ass track. The bleach is built off of concrete. That shit ain't no better than 41.
But the only thing I can say about
this, they got a lot of people down there. They got
a better atmosphere. Listen to me. They got a better atmosphere, race atmosphere. It's a more joy. Now they people work harder down there on the track. Put glue down to make you hook and do all that. Yes, they do that. They work hard.
Well, no, I'm not even going to say that because maybe since they've been paying them people to come up and prep 41, just think about it. I'm going to say this here. Look at the pot they put up for them shootouts.
Let's just say if somebody came into a shootout up here, a G-body shootout, and paid $10,000 to the winner, $3,000 for the runner-up, you know what I'm saying? Cash, you know what I'm saying? Guaranteed cash with a certain amount of cars, you know what I'm saying? A free shootout.
Well, you ain't got to look at it that way.
You grab half of them cars from down there. That and some of them G-body guys support those races. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but look, Leon, what? You ain't got to look at that. Look at when the boy throw his race. Mike, I don't remember the name of the race, but the track be filled from the front to the back. If they at the Grove, they to the front to the finish line. They're 41 from the front to the finish line, both sides. So,
oh, you know why? Even when they had them big races at the Grove, you know why? Because people want to see racing.
Right.
We don't see much racing because we do. They don't get their money worth. They know how it's going to be. Everybody know how the holidays going to be when the holidays come up this year. I guarantee you, people already got their hotel already planned out for the Grove in Martin, Michigan, and Cordova right now. Because
right.
They know it's going to be packed. He's going to see
hey man,
some races.
I go to Cordova on the Super Bowl race. If it ain't over 3,000 race cars, it ain't none. If that place be full of race cars, bumper to bumper. A whole fucking weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still racing. Starting at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I said something to a couple guys. I said, we got some major people. His name is all over the world. Why can't they all come together if they can rent the whole track and put their heads together and rent the whole track for 3 days and put a motherfucking pot together and get them in there? Because the people all over the world going to support them because they support people. And they going to come up there with cars and do that. Instead, we going to go, it ain't going to work. Do what they do. Just put your event together. Or put a Friday and Saturday, put a big shootout together for Friday and Saturday. You got the people. You done made your name. Everybody knows you. You got fans. Throw it at your house. Come throw it in your yard. I guarantee you bring the same people that prepped all these tracks up here at 41 and prep that track. Do it like it's supposed to be done. No favoritism. Everybody got to be on the same level. Don't come up here and think you're going to cut no line. That's why, see, that's why sometimes I be in Vaughn. I say, Vaughn, if you want me to run this, let me do it my way. I don't need you to come back when somebody go to you. I don't need that. That's me, I think. And he do that. I have my own friends come, hey, man, let me get up and give me another. Hey, man, you're not going to come from back here, up here, and I'm going to let you through. No, you just set your ass back there and just come on up here when it's time to come up here. You got to be on a business tip. But I say this, and I say it again. If all those head honchos, the big dogs or whatever, if they put their heads together, get the guy to come up here and prep that track and put a good-ass pot together, you'll pack that fucking house. If you got to get security, pay for security. If you don't get a lot, you get 600-700 some people in there, you're going to need some security. But you can't hire your friends and your buddies because they're going to be on that friend-buddy tip for real. We just so open and so loose, we just need to come back to reality. That's why we can't make no money. We got to go somewhere else and... Oh, so-and-so coming to steal Alabama. Okay, Bobby Cole. Bobby Cole support a lot of people racing, so Bobby going to get this fan. But Bobby Cole got a big name. There's some guys up here got a big name, pretty decent name. But I don't see why they just won't go to this round table and say, hey, y'all, let's go to these people have a round table and sit down and let's try to rent this track for 2 days. Get that guy to come up and prep and see what he's going to charge to prep this track. Get you some vendors in there, let them come and pay to get in there and set up. Feel like it used to be.
Yeah, when the NMCA used to come around, look what we used to do. We'd run our ass on the NMCA just to see them fast-ass cars. I always did it. What happened, Eddie? I didn't shut the show off. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
You ain't did nothing wrong.
Give y'all something to talk about. Give me something to talk about.
Yes, sir.
I wish I had the money to throw a race. I would love to throw a race. I would love to see the people I support when they come support me. I would love to see that. But I'm not no promoter. I think sometimes the guys that go to races, you should reach out for them. Help them get there. Their cars running, help them get there. Because they go, they make a name. They might just not have a name like anybody else got, but they make a name. If people want to see them race, or you know what I'm saying, help the event.
Christian
Boy.
Christian Boy. Yeah, you got a point there, Lincoln. Yeah. The snow that kicked in. I'm over here on 294. Yeah, it's starting snowing already over here. It's coming from like the St. Louis area. It's coming south, going north, like northeast. It's coming.
It ain't. Look out the window.
Just starting. It probably ain't out your way yet. It's coming.
No, it ain't doing nothing yet. Not yet.
Coming down over here.
It's coming in.
Might get an inch or two.
Hey.
When we got to watch is like next Wednesday or something. They said I was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Some people say 6 inches, 15 inches. We got something.
Hey, we do for it anyway, so. Hey.
You already know. We've been ducking and dodging.
Long
baby.
Time coming.
Ducking and dodging real good, boy. It's coming, kids.
Yeah. I ain't gonna worry about it. All my bills are paid. I ain't got no motherfucking where to go.
Hey, you got groceries in the house. You got money.
Huh?
I said, kids say his bills are paid. He got groceries at home. He got food.
Oh, yeah,
gas.
Kids straight.
Got plenty.
Kids chilly.
Refrigerator full.
You might just have to pour your little salt out in the morning. You know, just in case it ice up a little bit. Put your little salt down.
Yeah. I know we're going to get some because I can see, for some reason, I see all them guys, the white boys got their plow trucks, got their box salt boxes on them. They got the trailer loaded up with the bobcats on the back. I said, these suckers look like we're going to get hit. But I know Lake Michigan hold us with hostages and keep dumping them.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
Hey, they've been putting some salt down pretty good over there by a little bit past you over there. I know you in Indiana, but
yeah, they,
when I get past
Fort
Hobb over there, man, they've been dropping it down pretty good.
I see.
I know you're in Michigan City.
The street looked wet, and I realized, I said, why is the street looking so wet like that? But that truck going down the highway with that liquid salt is spraying that shit right now.
Yeah. They just trying to get ahead of the game.
Yeah. But it's coming on around. I'll be ready to come out.
Oh, yeah. It ain't going to be that much.
Take my time. Come out. These boys are a little serious. They got a little serious, so I gotta be on my game plan.
Mm-hmm. Bobby snowblower last year. I ain't even get to use that motherfucker one time.
Man, I probably used mine 3 times. I got it ready, though. I fired up, put some fresh gas in it, changed the oil. I actually took it to work and got it all clean, all clean, the filter off, and it's ready to go. And it got electric start on it.
Yeah, I got one, too. Electric start on it. That boy's nice.
Yeah.
Got the last one, little Toro, where they shut the hardware store down over there. But, shit. All the times I didn't have one, boy, we were getting hit, man. I was like, damn, man.
Hey, you working the muscles. Your manpower.
As soon as you get one, shit, you know, fucking slow, man. Like, damn.
Don't jank yourself.
Hey,
you fool around, you get more than what you ask for. Once you clean that spot out, you wake up about an hour later, and it's like you ain't touched it.
Yeah.
That shit, it came back.
Yeah, Lincoln Mac came with a little plastic key. Got a little plastic key on it, too.
Yeah.
I know they were selling some at the flea market one time, but all the ones he fired up, them motherfuckers were smoking and shit. I ain't want to take no chance. I said, "Do they supposed to smoke like this?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "I don't know, man."
Get it clear.
I think they got something that mixed. It's the oil. They got something.
When you mix
the
oil and the water, mix it. You don't get the smoke.
If you just get the straight gas one, it ain't going to smoke like that.
No. If it's smoking with the straight gas, then you know you finna melt some shit down.
Yeah, that motherfucker fucked up, man. Got too many miles on it.
Hey, that sounds like I'm burning oil. Taking in. Taking in oil.
You never lie.
God
damn, we've been doing
good
all week
on last night. Damn. But that Donnie ain't finna come out this year, boy. Now, I got to go see him. I got to see if he gonna be able to stand in the paint. If he's gonna be able to vote, boy. I hope he don't go too far.
Make a video. Fade the back, black and back. Fade the back and back.
Yes, hey, he coming back. He better not mess around.
Ooh, yeah, man, these boys, I ain't playing, bro.
Hey, you set out of racing. Long as he have set out of racing, boy, that thing didn't change.
Yeah, he come back the game different, ain't
he? It's way different. I remember Daniel said he ain't putting no 28 on his car.
You better stop. Everybody
that's
gonna be playing that gay role.
If he had an opportunity, where
he missed some
shots.
Hey, that's Daniel said he wasn't putting no 28 on. He gonna stay the same. I looked up.
But
what he did? He gonna be dead his whole car.
Yeah.
See, my buddy still got it in him.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fade to black still good? Or is the fade to black got to go to school?
They got to go back to the drawing board. If it's good, or he's going back to the drawing board? This one is.
I don't know. You got to show up and show up. I'm out to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Been gone so long, the game. And not only I ain't gonna say that strip version of chain, the game got super fast on these little ties.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I see that one boy got that gold Monte Carlo. I mean that gold Monte Carlo up for sale for $40,000. The pump on 40 for that damn roller.
For the roller.
40 for the roller.
So you tell he let you know if he gets 40 for the roller, I didn't imagine what he wants for a complete.
Oh yeah. Almost 100. Over 100.
Yeah.
90 to 120. Anywhere in between.
That sucker wants 40 for the roller. Damn.
Hey, it was a
bad
time you was thinking. It was a time you was thinking, getting a roller for about 10 or 15.
Yeah.
You're talking about 40. God damn.
For a roller with no more than 10. No, it had my.
What is it? A G body?
Yeah, a Monte Carlo, that gold one. I forgot the name they call that thing. It's that gold one.
Man, I ain't wouldn't get no motherfucking no $40,000 with no motherfucking roller G-body.
Oh, come on, kid.
Mm-mm.
G-body's hot right now, kid.
I wouldn't give a fuck how hot it is.
Hey. What's the name had a motherfucking frame down there with no body on it? That motherfucker wanted $32,000 for that damn thing. Eric.
Damn.
Eric Kittman. They done made Eric Kittman so motherfucking high. Shit, you in trouble trying to fool with that man.
Yeah. I think when they see parts hard to get, they gonna go up on the price, man. You know.
Well, shit, but think about it, D. The average chassis shop building this shit now. They building their own. So they go buy. They go buy it, and they set them build that shit they sell.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, eventually everybody going to change, going to copy. All they going to do is just change the name.
Right.
You know, it's going to look just like that. That's the same thing with the engine building. When I was coming up in racing, Sonny Lennon, Gene Fulton, Steve Smith, Pat Musi, them, you know, them the names you run. Now you look like everybody's building motors now.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's out of people building these cars now. You only had a handful of shops. Over here in Illinois was doing cars. Way back when TRZ was up there in Joliet, was building all that shit. Everybody was rushing to him because he was doing some nice work. But shit, look at this shit now.
Oh, yeah.
This shit crazy.
Well,
I know.
I know he had a lot of, you know, he sell a lot of stuff with them G body, so he's making a lot of
he's
killing.
He's G body special now.
I mean, shit, we got goddamn it, we got Glass Tech and VFN right here in our own state. And shit, we'll go all the way down there and order some shit from Florida because he got, like, perfect fit shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So that shit it's bound to happen.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, man. I think it's gonna be a good year here at home. I think it's gonna be. I think 41 gonna be different.
Man, I'm gonna do what I do last year. Just do it a little better. I'm gonna make the best of everything I do in this racing game.
Yeah.
Hey,
be back
Liga,
out there on Sundays,
y'all,
man.
I see 131 got a new track prep up there.
Hey, they ain't never had no problem up there, though. That motherfucker there, that's just a 430, 131, and remind me so much of Route 66. But the good thing about 131
Hey, man, I'm a dealer.
Like
for glass
the good,
tech,
like
EFN,
the good, Gracie.
All of that.
131 like the grudge racer, so they're gonna accept you. They want you there.
Then once we scared, man, he got his glasses on. Come on, homie, ain't that serious?
D, you still pulling doubles?
I ain't had no doubles, man, since peak season. They took my front box, man, in Detroit. So I just been pulling one and one, one down, one back. Yeah.
Right.
53 down and 20 for the back. So that's a little better because doubles be rough when the weather gets bad.
Right.
That's you know, they be having them pile-ups in Michigan. See, I know where all the bad spots at, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, if you ever going to Michigan, man, and it be snowing and shit, be real careful when you get around the 66. That's where it get fucked up, man, right before you get to Kalamazoo. It be fucked up right there, the 66 to the 70, 72. That's where all the pileups and shit be at.
It's like the wind, it dumps more snow in them areas and the wind blowing across that highway.
Yeah.
It's just like 65 and 57.
Because I remember one time I was going through a frontal and that motherfucking highway, man, you see trucks all in the ditches. Man, you going down the highway shattered, you better not test and brake. Before you know it, you just spinning.
You know what? They just had a pile up. They just had a pile up probably like, I don't know if it was a week or two after Thanksgiving.
About two or three weeks ago. Because I seen
two or three weeks ago.
Miles.
Yep.
We're heading that way.
But you know what they said? They said a cop caused that. Because they drive so fucking fast, man. It's like, they don't be watching the temperature. The ground be looking wet, but if the ground look wet and it's 26 degrees, man, you got to know what time it is, man. Come on, man. You can't be that stupid. They out there flying on that shit, man. And it was one of them cars that flipped, spent out, and it just called a chain reaction. Huh?
Yep. So you try to sit.
Hold on, Lee.
Like this is over with, y'all. We might as well get us enough tonight.
Yeah, go and shut that down. I did my best.
Oh yeah, it started off pretty decent, but you know.
Let me try to tell
that
sleep.
Man, I can't hardly hold my eyes.
Sleep,
well, go ahead and get some sleep. And the next time I catch you in the hospital trying to go live, your ass laying over them sleepers trying to work on you, I'm going to come over and stick a needle in your ass.
Damn.
I said, yeah, they say, here we go again. And he tried to go back. Man, if you don't lay your ass down and let these people work on you, you owe that time to go back. What's wrong with you?
Hey, hey, goddamn, he had the camera out, man. What you doing, big Eddie?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Hey,
hey,
I see the ass.
You
ran
the ambulance, man, on going live and shit. Look at Big Eddie ass, boy.
Hey, I need somebody to tell me what hospital is going in. Let me give me a doctor outfit and going in. Say, lay your ass out and hit him with that knee.
What hospital were you going to, Big Eddie?
South Suburban.
Oh, okay. So all you had to do was stop by AP Deli and tell them to give you a corned beef. You'd have been all right.
Yeah, that'd have been straight.
You'd have walked up out of there, boy.
Yeah, man. I've been closer to you then, kid.
When last time y'all heard from Chuck? I got a call, Chuck.
When you came on, he hung up. He said, oh, shit,
damn.
That looked like Leon number on 80 boys. Yeah, man.
I ain't heard from Tech, man. This shit, I have to call. I'm calling tomorrow. Tech, go get ready. Be ready again, Eddie. You gonna have to. You gonna have to get ready. You might give you that spot. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Man, I was just strolling through Facebook just a little while ago. I just seen Mudbone sitting out there all profiling and shit.
Mudbone.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I just seen Mudbone, man, at what is it called? Wisconsin Wiring.
Yeah.
I said, look at old Mudbone sitting up there all profiling.
Mudbone. They ain't gonna do shit.
Uh oh. Damn. Who is that, wild man? What up, Big?
Big that fell asleep on us and came back.
Somebody said he ain't gonna do shit. I said, shit, that sounds like Big, but I'm looking at the clock. Big, it's going on 12 something up there.
Big ain't gonna say nothing. He's no Marvin on this motherfucking line.
Oh, Lord. Mama got to get up
here. What?
Oh,
I'll Marvin,
be up
there.
Gotta get up there.
I'll be up there.
Hey, Marvin, now, if you don't come this year, you know I'm about to put you in the category of Rob.
Yes, do that.
Where you at, Marvin? In Alabama?
No, I'm in Charlotte now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. East Coast.
Z-Max. You know about Z-Max?
Yes, sir. I'm about 7 minutes
for Z-Max. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, Z-Max and Concord. I'm right there, right next door.
Yeah. Bill Bruton's track.
Got Darlington out there. Close to Darlington.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's up. Yep. Piedmont.
Piedmont.
Rockingham. Shit. Everything is probably within...
We got about nine tracks around them, kid.
Yeah, I know.
I got more than that.
Damn.
I got more than that.
15 tracks, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Leakin, you wouldn't know what to do if you had 15 tracks around you, Leakin.
Man, I'd have been and went to every last one of them. I've been and went to every last one of them and pick out which one I like the best. I got to chime out now. Got to go
you
down to you.
Yes, sir.
Well, Marvin, I'd have been to about five of them tracks over there.
Oh,
Z-Max. Yeah,
yeah,
Rockingham.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Darlington, kid?
Yeah. Orangeburg.
Mm-hmm.
House of Hook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving around a little bit.
Yeah, I get around a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ain't too many motherfucking tracks I ain't been to.
Yeah.
That's good shit. That's good shit. Well, I ain't been to none of these motherfuckers.
Oh,
man. What you
waiting on? You know another track over there by you, Marvin, that's nice, is Bristol.
Is that in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bristol, Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
Sitting back up in the mountains.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, they got another track in North Carolina up in the mountains. I can't remember the name of it. I can't remember the name of it, but it's up in the mountains as well. Got a gang up, man. A gang up.
Yep.
I'm gonna try to
go to one of them DMV races. I want to go up there. They get
up in Maryland.
They doing what we used to do down here.
Yeah, MIR is Maryland International. It's a nice track.
Yeah.
Thing set up like it's old, like it's okay. Maybe it was nice back then. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It seemed a little a touch bit old to me. But it's a good hooking motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good hooking track.
Gotta be all the motherfucking pro mods goddamn racing up there. And they much faster than y'all.
Oh, hell yeah. It's a hooking track, though. Hey, Lincoln, I'm bringing it your way, man. It should be at your doorstep in a minute. Come.
Oh, man, not the snow.
I got to come. I'm going to drop it off at your exit for you.
Hey, I hope when you come through there, it melt and you see five back that wind tunnel when you come through there.
They said whatever snow you get tonight, Leon, it might goddamn be them melted by Sunday, at least. It's supposed to be around about 38 or 40 degrees Saturday.
Well, it's 32. It didn't drop. It was 37.
Yeah,
32
right now.
Yeah, that's what it's 32.
On out here.
Well, you on the road, D?
Oh, yeah. You know I run in Detroit every night.
Oh, okay.
All the way to the D, boy. Yes, sir.
Oh, you see when the LKQ truck, they honk the horn. They moving out. They probably moving right now. We get about 25 trucks in at my job right now. It's probably packed back then. They got parts everywhere.
Yeah, man. I like how LKQ, like, networked a lot of the junkyards because we always could never find shit here. But they'd be like, oh, yeah, man, we found you a transmission. That motherfucker might be in Nebraska somewhere, and it'll be there in 2 days. They'll be shipped it
mm-hmm.
over there. You know what I'm saying? I like
that. Yeah, because they'll tell you how long it takes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, D, have you ever been up to Minnesota in the wintertime?
Yeah, kid, that shit ain't no joke, man. I hate going up there.
Yes,
that's why I don't go up there. Yeah, we got some guys that run up there. We got some guys running up there at night. I don't run there. I stay away from that, man. I got caught up on that black ice one time, man.
Yep.
Hey, kid, I look back, man. All my shit was all over the place, man. I say, hey, man.
Yep.
I almost shit on myself. I got there doing 20 miles an hour back to Chicago, man. I say,
all that black ice and that motherfucking sub-zero weather.
And
yeah.
Then you know another thing, kid, they got those straight up drop offs down there. So if your ass go off the highway, boy, you done. Ain't no they gonna need something to get your ass out, man. They gonna need a tow truck, man.
Yeah, Minnesota rough in the wintertime.
I mean Michigan bad too, but Michigan like hit or miss. It's real bad,
yeah.
Like it get bad like over there with leaking at that. Y'all got that lake effect like right around.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Michigan City, Benn Harbor, all the way up to Kalamazoo,
yep.
It'll be fucked up. As soon as I get past like Marshall Jackson, it'll clear up. You know what I'm saying? But the only thing about Michigan, they don't put no motherfucking salt down, man. That shit be
no.
fucked up, man.
That's
no,
how they, no, they believe in sand. They believe in sand and shit.
Well, I'm talking about even in Detroit, kid. How you going to have a big city, man? You got all these expressways and lanes, and everybody flying on that shit, and they don't put no salt down. That shit crazy,
oh, well,
man.
Oh, well, what you expect from Detroit?
Yeah, I guess. It's like, man, y'all ass backwards, man. Shit. Yeah, everybody looking crazy. That's why they got that, what they call that shit? That when you have an accident, they got that no fault. That's a no fault state. Michigan a no fault
yeah.
state.
Yeah, Michigan is, yeah.
Yeah. So if you fuck your shit up, you hit somebody, you responsible for your own shit. Hey, Big Eddie, if I run into you and fuck your car up in Michigan, man, you responsible for it. Sorry, Big Eddie. I'm keep riding.
Oh,
man. You're sitting there looking crazy. Yeah, I had to learn the hard way, kid. Some dude hit me. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm finna give me a check. I called my lawyer in Illinois. He said, where you say you was at? I said, I was in Michigan. He said, hey, man, I can't do nothing for you. I was like, I was heartbroken, man. I was like, what you talking about, man? He said, shit, that's a no-fault state, man. I was wondering why the state troopers didn't get that man no citation after he ran into me, man.
Yeah.
You better hope your insurance can be paid.
Yeah, well, this motherfucker ran into my work truck. I don't know. Hey, Lincoln, I was doing about 68. This motherfucker ran dead smack into me. Fuck this shit up. I'm doing 68 on the highway. So I don't know. He must have been texting or something. He could have killed himself, man.
Huh?
So the lady's gonna come
here
and put on IV on
me. Okay. Damn, Big Eddie, you at home or in the hospital?
In the hospital.
Yeah.
Buddy.
I guess
I didn't let them give me.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I ain't let them people give me no medication. I wouldn't have got the show.
Well, Eddie, I'm going to say it like this here. Do what you got to do. That show ain't going nowhere.
No, it's just pain medication shit.
Fuck that medication, Big Eddie. Get on the show.
I'm telling you, man, need no medication, man. Shit. Fuck.
Yeah, fuck that. Those damn drugs. Yeah.
Won't make you sick. Yeah, man.
Rough ride.
I want me some popcorn. I'm too lazy to go outside and cook me some.
You sound pretty better, though, Eddie.
It's 11 o'clock, man. We can get a whole show anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Leon.
Yes, sir.
You know, if I come up there and you ain't ready, I'm putting you in the category with Rob.
No, you can't do that because I race every year. I just can't get out. I used to be out before everybody be out. But I had a little problem on my last week.
Hey, so I got to go. I'm going to put you on mute. I got to go on
mute. You mute, Eddie. No, you can't do that. I hold my ground. The only good is your last. My last, I closed the year with a win.
Yeah.
And I heard it, but it's getting sick. So you can't do that. But I have something ready. We have something ready now. It's a couple cars around here.
Oh, yeah. Y'all got that Chevelle.
Yeah, we had a big boo, but we're staying out of place with that. All right, you know what? I ain't even gonna use him because I don't know. He just like, he don't even care about racing no more, man. I'm just waiting on him to sell that car. I told my wife I'm gonna buy that car from him. That mother said a whole year, and then we had flop block there. We had some problems, so, and then we could have fixed it, but I found myself doing more work than he was, and then because I got myself trapped up in locked in.
Roy, so you got a collector's item.
Kid, he just don't like he ain't in the race like that no more.
I heard that.
He ain't into it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never used to go to track. When I go to track, Roy always be with me. But he just like he not into it. It shocked me. I tried to kick the fire on him last year when we went to the World of Wheels. I said, dude don't do nothing. I said, Roy, we got a trailer. I'm going to put my car in the trailer. Bring your car. We're going to put your car in the house, in my garage in the house. And I want detail and clean it all up. Let's take it to the World of Wheels. Man, I paid for the trip, the whole trip. I paid to get the car in. I paid the gas. And I took off, used a vacation day to go over there to get it up in there. If I would have did all that, he would have did it. It's like I made him do it. Because he wasn't trying to do shit. Only thing he did is came over here and loaded the car. And I got on his ass because I spent all that time in detail. I said, shit, hold up, man. I'm running the grass. You're going to get your tires off dirty.
Yeah, I heard y'all on the goddamn line.
Yeah. He did none of that work, kid. That was me.
Oh,
I said,
man.
Shit, man. Hold on, man. Don't bag off there.
I said, guys, Leon got that Roy go humbug here in a minute.
Hey, yeah, I done put too much work in that kid. He gonna get the towel dirty all up, shit.
Oh man.
And I took a vacation day. I use a vacation day to get the car to get it over there. I said, I ain't doing this no more. Hell no, I ain't doing this no more. This man, he got me this time.
You run with that thing. You'll run me, won't you?
Yeah, we'll probably run you. But we'll run you. But I ain't going to even do what I did this time. I focused on my own car. He don't be like he want to race. He don't want he sure ain't spent no money on it. He ain't did nothing. It's set up in that damn trailer. He came out here and bagged it. He started up, let it warm up. And I thought we were going to go to the track with it. Man, that man warmed that car up and put it back in that trailer and bagged that car off the valve, put antifreeze in it, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. I like that old car. That car is true, all steel, all glass, backseat, factory, everything. Everything's still there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, old later. Car been around a long time.
Sure have, kid. Let me tell you, that ain't lying. Boy, y'all sure know how to race. Boy, they take the food around, put it. Hey, kid, it's for that big tire sticking out. I'd be scared. That's like a lay down on the quarter laid out and slice that slicker all up.
Yes, indeed. That's before they start cutting the rear ends.
Yeah. But when tires hanging all off the side, you going to hook because they got enough to you put that tire out in there.
Yep.
Oh, stupid.
I was trying to, you know what I was trying? I had a buddy of mine wanted to get into lit racing. And that car would have fit in perfect. The old payback car. I tried to find that car. I can't find it. I know it's in Illinois.
Okay.
Somebody bought it in Illinois and they had it up for sale.
Calvin Hart's old car.
Yeah. Somebody had it up for sale.
I seen it.
Yeah.
And I spent like 2 hours on my phone trying to find it. Could not find it. I said, they must have sold it.
Yep. That was a notorious little small block back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he had put it up for sale before he passed. I don't know if he sold it then or what, but he had it up for sale before he passed. I mean, that car looked just like it did back in the 30 days.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he had a big car. He had a little bit of 8-inch rim up under that sucker. They don't take no
lot
of wheels. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm all right.
Yep, had a little small tire up on it.
Yeah, I tried to find that car. My guys, I said, hold up, man. I know what's I'm at. I know what's I'm at running already. That's a good start off for you. Called Drag. Drag couldn't find out who got it. He must have been finding it because he didn't call me back.
Uh-huh.
Well, they done bought that car. I told him everything. He didn't even listen to everything I told him about. I said, that'd be a good start off. You can go out and practice with that car.
So Lincoln, how y'all do that with the World of Wheels? You y'all stay down